Live from Raleigh, North Carolina, NC State University, the Dale Soccer Complex. It is time for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Women's Soccer 3A Championship. And good afternoon, everyone, on a beautiful day in Raleigh, North Carolina. Beautiful day for a championship. It is the Chapel Hill Tigers looking for their first state championship and a gift to head coach Benson on his way out the door after an illustrious career at the head of this Tiger soccer program. Alongside me, the only team to put a blemish on this Tigers record all year. Well, it was the team that was coached at Cardinal Gibbons High School by Michelle Miller, and she joins me. And Michelle, you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day than this. I know you'd like to be down there on the field coaching your Crusaders in this championship, but we're glad to have you alongside here as the Tigers go for the title.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. It is a beautiful day for soccer.
Well, tell us a little bit about this this Big 8 conference and this Big 8 season. You know, they had the conference realignment here a year ago, and you looked at the lineup of teams that were involved in this realignment, men's and women's teams in all sports, and it really amped up the level of competition. But the one thing that did not change was the rivalry between Cardinal Gibbons and Chapel Hill. And once again, we enjoyed that in basketball, we enjoyed that in volleyball, and we've now enjoyed it in women's soccer. It really is quite a remarkable thing.
Yes, we love rivalry games. It's what kids in high school live for, and we're fortunate that Chapel Hill is our rival. We've enjoyed it over the last 4 years since we've been in 3A, and they're great competitors, so it's exciting to see them here today battling for the title.
Well, and when we talk about Chapel Hill, let's talk about the Tigers first. You know, I guess the first thing that you have to do is say, you know, wow, this is a team that has been dominant all season. But when you're looking for the reason for their dominance, well, it really falls to one player, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, you have to look at number 15 up top for them, Alex Kimball. She is really the glue to their offense. She's very dangerous when she gets possession of the ball, and they look to play her. So she plays big in big games. But with that said, they have a solid, terrific back line, and they're very difficult to beat. If you look at their results, I mean, against us, it was 1-0 and 1-0, so very tight games. Their defense is very difficult to penetrate, and they play very nice soccer. So it's not just Alex, but she's a big piece of what they do.
Certainly. Alex Kimball has played in 20 of their 23 contests this season, or 20 of their 22 contests, rather. She posted 23 goals, but the key to her is her balance. She also had 17 assists, which tells you that if the ball's going to find the back of the net for the Tigers, at some point, it's going to have to touch her foot.
That's right. It's going to go through Alex. And that's no secret. Everybody knows that she's the player that they play into, that they look for. But as you said, she makes great decisions. If she's going to take you 1v1, she's going to beat you. If you put two on her, she's going to find the open player. What's been different for Chapel Hill this year is they have the complementary players to go with her that are dangerous.
Well,
so you can't just key on Alex.
And let's talk about those complementary players. If you talk about balance, and it can be in any sport, usually offense starts on defense.
That's right.
And, you know, they do have the balance, and you look at the defender, you're going to be looking at Megan Dell. Megan Dell ends the season. She played in 21 games. She had 10 goals and 10 assists, nice balance, but she's back there as a defender. And then as you come to the midfield, the midfield is pretty much owned for the Tigers by Sophie Nielsen. And Sophie Nielsen, great transition in the midfield. She comes in 21 games. She has 11 goals and 12 assists. And when you have that kind of balance all over the field, that kind of danger all over the field where, any assault on your goal actually starts from that back third, how difficult is that to defend?
It's difficult because when you look at Chapel Hill, they have very few weaknesses. It's hard to expose them in any one area of the field. As you said, Megan Dell is just a stud on the back line for them. She is fast, physical, strong, and as you said, she can score goals. She gets forward on set pieces in particular. They kind of like to hide her a little bit on corner kicks, and then when the ball's sent, she finds it and can find the back of the net. Also, too, Mia Spencer, or number 22 in the midfield, Mia Spencer, is a big player for them. The ball goes through her a lot, so she's somebody that great soccer IQ and can knock the ball and get it into Alex.
Complimentary to Dell back there on the defensive side, of course, is Sullivan, Laura Sullivan, another senior defender. And Laura Sullivan, she's posted 8 goals and 12 assists today, or this year. And, you know, again, another complimentary player from that back third. We are going to take a quick break here, and we will pause for our national anthem and then come back for starting lineups and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Championship. National anthem fades away. The crowd gets fired up. We are at North Carolina State University for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Alongside Cardinal Gibbons head coach, Michelle Miller, Paul Connell here to bring you the action as Chapel Hill tries to give Ron Benson 3 decades at the helm of Chapel Hill Soccer. Want to give him his first state title. And you wonder what they're putting in the water at Chapel Hill for these women's sports teams. Sherry Norris's basketball team goes undefeated. The only team able to give them a tussle at all in Big 8 play was Cardinal Gibbons. And they go undefeated, win the state championship. And Sherry Norris says, you know what? I think I'm done. This is the way I want to go out. Coach Benson announced during the season that he thought that this would be his last, and his girls have just been stalwart in their determination that they really want to give him a title to walk out the door with.
Yes, they seem very focused this year and definitely want to reward Coach Benson for all the many years he's been at Chapel Hill. It couldn't be, you know, he's so deserving. So, you know, I don't know a lot about Weddington, but I do know about Ron Benson, and he is one of the good guys of soccer.
Well, and that's always nice to hear. It really is when you have a respect from your opposing coaches. And now, of course, Weddington coming in. And, you know, this is the toughest part about coming into championship play. And you said this last year. Now, credit where credit's due, the Crusaders, the last 3 years were the team to knock these Tigers out of tournament play. This year, they finally returned the favor after splitting in the regular season. But you mentioned it yourself when you guys came in last year. You come to tournament play, and all you can look at is records and scores and statistics, and you really don't have a feel for how good a team is until they take the pitch, because you really don't understand the level of their competition. And I think that's what we have here with Weddington.
That would be my guess, yes. It's a little unnerving when you get to the finals and you're playing an opponent you've never seen before. You don't know anything about them. Like you said, you can look at their record, but if you share no common opponents, it is it's nail-biting time. Until those first 10 minutes are over, you really don't know what you're looking at. You can do some scouting, talking to other coaches, but you know, you want to see it for yourself. So I feel for Ron, and I feel for the coach of Weddington not really knowing what they're getting into.
And, of course, Chapel Hill coming in with a record of 13-1 in the conference, 22-1 overall. Cardinal Gibbons second to them, almost an identical record outside of those two wins and two ties, Michelle. and then they were really the class of the Big Eight. And then we flip the coin, and you go to Weddington. Now, Weddington comes out of the 3A Southern Carolina Girls Conference, and that's down in Charlotte, higher concentration of players likely. But, you know, they had a difficult tussle in the regular season and then again had to avenge one of their only defeats to Cuthbertson, which is a team that everybody kind of expected
to be
they
here.
they might expect to be here.
Right.
And so they were able to avenge that defeat. They come in 20-2 with one tie, 7-1 in the conference. But now their two losses, a loss and a tie, came to Myers Park and another 4A team from down in Charlotte. So you know that they can play up and they can play against that competition.
Right. So when you're looking at that, you realize that they've been tested. They've played good teams early on, and you can see the results. So that does give you some idea of what to expect. When you test yourself against the 4As, you can look at those results and get a really good understanding of how good this team really is.
And this team is led, you spoke about AK, Alex Kimball for the Tigers. This team for Weddington, they are led by Chandler Arrowood. And Chandler Arrowood comes in, this is her final season, or Matthews, North Carolina, freshman and sophomore year. She's named 3A All-Conference and All-Region. Junior year, she's All-Conference, All-County, All-Region, and Union County Player of the Year, along with Southern Carolina Conference Player of the Year. She sets a record for Weddington for most goals in a season, 33 last year, and she helps to lead Weddington to a 18-5-1 spring and a Southern Carolina regular season championship. She plays the club soccer. She plays the elite teams. And this season, you know, she has been nothing short of remarkable. In fact, she's on her way scholarship to the Catamounts of Western Carolina. And, you know, they're certainly happy to have her over there.
I'm sure. She sounds like a player to watch. I'm excited to watch her play and see what she can do today.
And, you know, but you look at her statistics, she has been, you know, the primary weapon, really, for Weddington. 20 games, she has 26 goals, 28 assists, 80 points overall, and, you know, averaging 4 points a game. So, you know, again, you look at these two players, Alex Kimball and Arrowood, and you say, "Wow, this could really be a duel here."
Could be a duel, absolutely.
Weddington also, you know, has some complimentary players as well. You know, we do not want to downplay Maggie Wadsworth, who's a forward companion there for Arrowood. Maggie Wadsworth comes into the competition today. She has 31 goals and 24 assists, and you know, this is a dual, you know, this is really a kind of a dual attack for Weddington. And then, you know, two other complimentary players, one a sophomore, the other a senior. That would be Emily Hillard playing the midfield. Emily coming in with 20 goals and 11 assists. And then the senior, Virginia Lingo, also with the midfield. With 15 goals and 7 assists. So, you know, for both teams, of course, they have their leader, but they have four players complementary at the midfield and sinking back into the defense where, you know, this should be a full, you know, full field team effort. And, you know, when you're in high school sports, it's hard because, you know, we've talked about it a number of times on our high school broadcasts in basketball and football. You know, any coach looks for players that play the sport. You know, there are, and especially soccer, when you're fielding a lot of players, you know, you find that you have soccer players that come play for you. And then you have players that play soccer that come to play for you. And then sometimes you have to fill out your team with the best athlete available that you can convince not to go play sport. And when you rise to this level of competition, how tough is it to create a cohesive strategy and get them to execute it when you have that kind of variation on the field?
Well, when you get to this level, when you get to the finals, you don't get here by mistake. You get here because your team is loaded with talent, and you've got to go through the battles to get yourself here. So I expect today to see two teams loaded with soccer players that play at the highest level. I expect we're going to see a fast-paced game with a lot of skill. These girls all know how to play. Otherwise, you're not going to make it to the final round. So I'm expecting that Weddington and Chapel Hill, we're going to see a lot of good soccer players out here on the field today.
Well, I have no doubt about that. Now, let's go back to your experience with Chapel Hill. You've seen them in the regular season. You played them at home. You played them away, and you've played them in tournament competition.
We see them a lot. Yes, we do.
When you talk about them and you talk to your team about them, you probably have more insight on them than almost anybody here in the state. What do you say to your team? What's the two things we can't do, and what are the two things that we must do?
Right. So a lot of our kids know each other from club ball. They play with each other in the fall, and so they're friends out there on the pitch when they get out there in the spring and play for their high school. So they're familiar with each other. There's not a lot the coaches need to say. They know each other. They know their strengths and weaknesses. So that's actually a good thing, because there's some level of comfort with what you're getting ready to face. The challenge with Chapel Hill is, as I said earlier, they're loaded in every position. There really isn't a weakness in their 11. So for us, it was playing our style. We really tried to get out there and play. We play a little bit differently than they do, so we tried to impose our will on the game and sort of make them chase us a little bit, and that's where we found some success. But when they play their style, they're very difficult to break down.
Well, now let's talk about the styles of these two teams. Weddington has been described as a defender straight to the forwards style. They want to push the ball up the field. They want to make you backpedal. They want to create opportunities quickly where they can slice, dice, make a pass, and put the ball past the post. Chapel Hill has been described more of a possession offense. They play everybody as though they're playing a zone defense. They want to make the defense move from side to side. They want to look for creases and seams, expose those creases and seams, make the extra pass, and it's a little more developmental, the offense. They want to hold on to the ball.
Right. I think that's a great analogy. I think that Chapel Hill does play a little bit slower in the sense that they're more patient in the offensive third. They also play sort of a hybrid 4-3-3, whereas we play the 3-5-2. Our width gave them a little bit of problems. So I'm interested to see how Weddington decides to attack the width that Chapel Hill gives you in the midfield. And if they play a little more direct, it's going to be interesting to see. Chapel Hill's back line is used to dealing with that. So I think for Weddington to be successful, they're going to have to, unless they've got great pace up there, they're really going to have to be patient, work the ball wide, and see if they can't get in behind Chapel Hill on the flanks, which is probably where they're a little more vulnerable than they are down the center of the pitch.
So then you would attack Chapel Hill, taking the ball out wide, making the stretch their defense, and then look for somebody coming down the coming down the middle, get to the top of 18,
it.
Put it on their foot, and quick touch and shot?
Yes.
How important is it in high school soccer? Because we talk about it during our University of North Carolina soccer broadcast and the women's and the men's, and we talk about the toughness, both mentally and physically, of the teams. When the ball gets down in the alley, when it gets down to the corners outside the box, and we've always called that the alley fight in our UNC games, and that's really where the toughness shows. And is that more about gamesmanship and understanding the game and saving your steps, or is that just grit, toughness, and throw your elbows out and go get the ball?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Chapel Hill, they definitely like to play down the flank in the offensive third, and they've got some players that can go get the ball, like number six, Sophie Nielsen. She's brilliant on the flank for them. But they don't attack the middle third of the field wide. They stay central. They look to play into Alex Kimball, and then she allows the other players to come forward, the central midfielders that they have. But they do attack up the center. And then as they get into the offensive third, that's when they look to spring Kimball wide to stretch out your back line. So I'm curious to see how Weddington deals with that, how they deal with Kimball. If you give her too much time and space, she will make you pay. So I imagine they're going to pay attention to her and then, impose their own will going the other way, playing with their forwards, the pace that you mentioned that they have. And obviously they've got great goal-scoring players as well. So looking forward to a good game.
Well, Chapel Hill has now taken the field, and they've put their starters on the field. And we will bring those to you as soon as they become official, as Weddington now takes the field. Weddington has a great crowd coming up here from Charlotte, and of course, good for them. Always nice to see a team travel from distance and bring support for their for their unit.
It helps. It helps. The players are nervous right now, regardless of how much experience they have. Both sides want this title, so the nerves are a little bit rough in the beginning, but when you see your crowd and hear them, it kind of calms you down a little bit, and you know that people are there to support you.
And we are underway, and Madeline, it's Sophie Nielsen taking the ball up the right side. She will go down into the alley, deep into the corner. She is defended there by Weddington's Cyan Mercer on defense. And again, we will continue to bring the starting lineups. Starting lineups were not provided. The teams just kind of rushed down the field. They blew the whistle. We'll bring it to you in progress. And there's going to be plenty of touches for all players on the field here as we see Weddington working out of the back third. Ball to the middle. Yellow shoes. Quick feet. That's Olivia Odie. Odie has the ball stripped away from her. Excellent defense bringing up there by Francis Royland. So at Royland. brings the ball out to the near side. It'll be a throw-in on the near touchline, and it'll be taken with both hands by Caroline Horn. Horn will throw to the near sideline, headed back by Laura Sullivan of the Tigers. Tigers control, and then the ball kicked out with the left foot to the near sideline by Megan Dell as she comes up to mark. She comes up to mark Olivia Odie. 1v1 now. Quick ball up the left side off the left foot of Mia Spencer. Spencer was looking for Alex Kimball. AK can't track this one down. Ball loose back in the Chapel Hill third. Now back comes Weddington. Weddington and White with the green numbers. Chapel Hill defending, coming in at the 9 seed after losing that coin flip that put them in the 9 seed, and now the ball controlled up the right side. Far sideline by Meg Teston. Teston will bring it up, and she will have it kicked across the far touch line about halfway between the circles, and it'll be thrown in by Morgan Brandwee. Morgan Brandwee in, intended for Alex Kimball. Kimball marked by two. Is that a good strategy to guard Alex Kimball? Do you want to guard her with two people that early and try and wear her out?
You can do that. It's certainly one tactic. You know, what it does is it takes away from your own formation, so then those other three defenders have to really be playing a three back, in essence. It changes your shape. So it is a strategy. We'll see how well it works. It's difficult to do, though. She moves everywhere, so.
Ball loose, left side, near side. Corralled by Laura Sullivan. Sullivan with the left foot tries to bring it to the top of 18. Stolen away. And now, Weddington comes back in white. Again, those yellow shoes of Odie. Working quick, working fast. Up to Maggie Wadsworth. Wadsworth, middle of the field. Marked there by Megan Dell. Dell takes it away. A whistle, and that's our first infraction of the game. They'll call that infraction, and Chapel Hill will take it from their own third.
And that's where you can see what Megan Dell does for them. Anytime there's a breakdown, anytime they get a little bit unbalanced and she steps to the ball, she 99 times out of 100 comes up with the ball and gets the attack started. She's just tough to beat. You can see a little bit of Weddington's strategy here. They're really trying to play through their midfielders and keep the ball, play to feet, and they're looking to change the point of the attack. Interestingly enough, it looks like they're playing a 4-4-2, a little bit of a hybrid in the midfield. I was curious to see how Chapel Hill will deal with that, only having three in the midfield.
Plenty of college talent on the field today, as we mentioned the Catamounts. We mentioned the Catamounts picking up Chandler Arrowwood. For Chapel Hill, of course, Francis Ruland has been offered a walk-on spot by UNC. Alex Kimball is a scholarship player for Anson Doran's the Tar Heels. Megan Dell headed to VCU. Laura Sullivan is going to go play at Roanoke College. If there is a weakness for this Chapel Hill team, as we see the ball in the middle of the field, in the midfield scrum, comes away with it. Here's Weddington. Weddington, that's Danielle DeLuca. DeLuca chasing the ball down to the end line.
And she did well there. That's what Weddington really has to do, is not be content when that ball goes into the channel to just let Chapel Hill get a hold of it. They need to press that back line and wear Chapel Hill down a little bit. Otherwise, it's too easy for them to play out of the back. So that was nicely done by Weddington.
And Maggie Wadsworth not afraid to get out in front of that and try and outrun the defense and beat that ball to the end line. Here's a long throw in. Comes in near slide into 18. Popped away by Dell. And they're going to run it up the field.
And
from
that's
out of the
classic
back third.
Chapel Hill. Yep. That's exactly how they play, 22 into 15, and then they find six wide, and here they come.
Out of the midfield. Ball right side. It's going to come to Alex Kimball. Kimball, 1v1 in the far alley, just outside of 18. Looks left, looks right, beat to the end line. Looking to serve it into eight. Header was attempted by Megan Dell. Couldn't get there, defended nicely. Back comes Weddington now, and Weddington with some numbers onside, and they'll go one on two. Odie has it stripped away from her. Outstanding defense by Megan Dell, who hustled back to get that one. She is simply all over the field.
You will be saying her name a lot today. Again, that's what she brings to that back line, a toughness. She's extremely athletic. She's got great pace. So, again, you break them down, and she's able to clean up everything. Weddington had a very nice counter going, and that's where I think they'll find some success, but they got to change the point of the attack.
Long ball, right foot, loose. Into the box, and it's covered up by the two players we really haven't spoken about today are the goalkeepers, Madeline Massaros for Chapel Hill, and the player in goal for, and of course in the goalie for Weddington. We haven't talked much about them. We don't know that they're going to get a whole lot of action today. With the stellar defense that both of these teams play, although they have shown that they can score at a pretty good clip. The word on The word on our goalkeeper, Maddie Maceros, typically plays the second half. So we're going to see Allie Whitesides to start early. And despite the fact that she's 5'1", very athletic, super tough, anticipates the long balls and comfortable coming to get them aggressively.
Yeah, she comes off her line very well. She has good footwork. As you mentioned, the biggest challenge for her is she's a little undersized. And in the women's game, the goal is so big, it's difficult for a shorter keeper. But, she's got great technical ability. And as you mentioned, they do change keepers. They're very comfortable switching in the second half to their other keeper. So we'll probably see that today, I would guess.
Well, if you talk to our friend Anson Dorrance at UNC, he would say, well, that's exactly how you're supposed to play the game. And he's always done that until the past two seasons, when one keeper has emerged in the second half of the season, as we see Whitesides boot from inside the penalty area. And then there is some aggressive play, and the officials will give the ball to Chapel Hill at midfield, the circle.
And one of the things we didn't talk about were set pieces. Chapel Hill likes to get the ball, put it down, and play. So that's something Weddington's going to have to pay attention to, is you can't take a second off. You've got to be ready when the restart starts.
Kimball, the ruling, top of 18, looks to slide one right side, headed for Megan Dell.
Sophie Nielsen.
And Nielsen just couldn't get to that one before she went off sides. It'll turn it over, and will be Weddington taking the ball out of the back third. Long kick from goal. Nielsen takes this one away in the midfield. She'll come back and bring the ball back into the Weddington end of the field. And that one just got a little bit loose. And you're seeing Nielsen and Alex Kimball, they're playing a little tight. You've noticed in their ball control, they're letting the ball get a little further ahead of them than is good for control, and they're having it taken away from them.
Right. It's a big surface. It's a hard and fast surface, different than what most high school fields look like. And as we mentioned earlier, the players are a little bit nervous. Nobody wants to make a mistake in the opening 10 minutes. So they're still feeling each other out. You can see the balls pinging off their feet a little bit. All of these players are wonderfully skilled and very technical. So it'll settle down once they start to put some combinations together and start to feel better and more confident. We'll see the skill pick up.
Kimball tries to play out to Morgan Brandyway, and she gets it taken away. A run by Weddington comes up the left-hand side, and that's Virginia Lingo, as she is dispossessed back in the Weddington third by Sophie Nielsen, and then Nielsen will run back up, taking herself past 18, and she runs it into the corner and kind of runs into a dead end. And that's kind of what you see here, as we see Weddington now bringing the ball back out of their own third. They're going to be pressed now back in their own third by Nielsen. Nielsen goes 1v1, and then she's clipped from behind, and they're going to say nope, she was the one committing the infraction. And they will give the ball to Weddington just outside of 18. It is 31-30 remaining to play here in the first half. No score. We're at the first half of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Women's 3A Championship. The Chapel Hill Tigers coming in with one loss against 21 wins. Rather, one loss against 22 wins. And trying to give head coach Ron Benson his first state title in three decades. Ball coming around with Michelle Miller, head coach of Cardinal Gibbons, as we see Weddington playing these Tigers, run for run here, and really doing quite well. Caroline Horn, throw in from the near sideline, looking for a friend, doesn't have one as the ball's taken away from Stephanie McGow. McGow now loses the ball to Meg Teston as the Tigers look to bring it out of their end. They'll bring it across midfield, and a long pass just extended beyond the right foot of Sophie Nielsen, and another turnover. We've seen now the Tigers, again, a little tight. That's four turnovers for them on a play just like that.
Right. You can get the idea of what they're trying to do. They're just rushing things a little bit, taking their eye off the ball a little bit. They just need to settle down, play the way that they know how. The passes are there. When you look at Weddington, you can kind of see what they're looking to do. They're quick. They like to play in little triangles and possess the ball, but they need to open the space a little bit. Chapel Hill does an excellent job of crowding you in the middle third of the field, so if Weddington will just stretch it a little bit, I think they'll find more success in keeping possession.
And they're trying to do that right there as we see our first shot on goal for the game.
That's something we like to tell our players, is we want to get the first shot in every game, especially the final. So I know that one was way outside the range, but it's important to go ahead and let the keeper know that when you get the opportunity, you're going to be shooting.
Comes off the right foot of Olivia Odie, and Ailey Whiteside's able to catch that one on an easy bounce. She was aware, and then both goalkeepers for Chapel Hill, if they have a weakness, as we see a long ball that's played way out in front of Alex Kimball. She's defended twice, and the keeper for Weddington able to come up and corral that one. If there's been a weakness noted for the Chapel Hill keepers, it's their inability to clear. They're not very strong on the punts. a little weak on that. And if Weddington was able to take advantage of that, maybe press up into their third and keep the ball from bouncing, keep it from getting to the midfield, it might give them some easy chances. As we've seen, again, one shot on goal, and that came from the bright yellow shoes of Olivia Odie, the freshman midfielder, who is quite talented for a freshman, as we see the future here for Weddington. Weddington now. Right foot shot goes past the left post and looks off the foot of Chandler Arrowwood as she loosens up her right foot for the first time today.
That's more of what Weddington needs to do there. They got numbers around the ball. They showed in the right seams, and as a result, we're able to get a shot. It wasn't on the frame, but again, they're letting Chapel Hill know, you give us time and space, we're going to take the shot.
And that one went far enough wide of the post where they're not going to credit her with an actual shot there. But again, another weak kick out there by Whitesides, and it's taken by Odie, and then she's immediately dispossessed back in Chapel Hill territory. And now here comes Sophie Nielsen trying to get some one-on-one action here as she sets up Alex Kimball and then runs down the right side trying to draw the defense away from Kimball, marked by Odie in between the circles out on the far side. And now Kimball looking for space. She'll bring the ball left side, right top, in between the circles to Francis Rulin takes the ball left deep into the left corner. She's going to come to Laura Sullivan, marked 1v1, and it will be the first. Well, it was initially marked as a corner, and then the referee said goal kick, and then went back to corner. So the first corner of the contest will go to Chapel Hill, and we'll see if they are able to talk about these set pieces. Let's talk about the set piece real quick before it's triggered by Alex Kimball.
Yeah, so that's big strength of Chapel Hill. What they like to do is make you think they're playing near post, but if you watch number five, she's sneaking in the backside kind of unobstructed.
Alex Kimball, she'll take four steps, right foot, bang, she goes to the far post, keeper up, off the hands, left foot return comes to Mia Spencer, and Spencer over the bar, but Chapel Hill with an excellent opportunity there to score, and it goes by the wayside as we hear the Vivazulas, like we're back in South Africa for the World Cup here with the Weddington crowd.
So you just pointed out that's one of the things that Chapel Hill does to mix up the corner kicks is Kimball will actually bend one in. If she feels like she can go herself and beat the keeper with her own service, she will do that to test you early. Then the next ball, you've got to be watching number five, Megan Dell, on the back post. Great leaping ability, great in the air, gets her head on a lot of balls, so very dangerous on set pieces.
So it'll be a goal kick for Weddington.
That's got to give Chapel Hill some confidence, I would think. That was a good opportunity. So they just showed Weddington that, they've got to defend that lot better.
Well, you saw the first, as we hit the 26-30 mark, you saw for the first, almost 15 minutes of this game, Chapel Hill very much not playing their offense, trying to go one-on-one, trying to stretch and streak to the goal, playing a very, very much a strain on offensive style. And then when they finally do go to their bread and butter, which is slide to the right and then work the ball back to the middle, look for the runner on the left-hand side, they immediately come up with a corner. And maybe that'll slow the heart rate and they'll stop playing at 10, maybe reduce it to a 9 and be a little more successful.
Right, and that's what we talked about. When you get to the finals, the teams that generally have the most success, at least in my experience, has been the teams that really know themselves and they know their strengths and they stick to them. So in other words, they're not rattled by what the other team's doing. They know what they want to do and they do it well. So let's see if Chapel Hill can calm their nerves a little bit, get the ball 2 feet, and connect to their forwards. Here's a good chance.
Casey Tackle, able to take one away. Slides it left side. It goes to Olivia Odie. Odie with the right foot off the bottom of the bar. Off the bottom of the bar over a perplexed Haley Whiteside. And the ball bounces out. That could have been disastrous for Chapel Hill as it caroms across the near sideline. Chapel Hill was back in that bunker defense, but one defender slid back, and Odie was able to accompany her and stay onside as Weddington has had the better part of the action thus far. Here's loose in the box, right foot sliced by Emily Hillard. Hillard has that one carom off the body of, it looked like, Dell, and this one will still be played out. Nearly to midfield, and a long ball, and it's given a goal by Weddington. That was just what you were talking about, Michelle, as the ball played out toward midfield, as we hear the Weddington fans going crazy here. Ball played to the midfield off the carom.
So what happened there was Weddington was doing a great job getting numbers in the box, and they had six, seven girls in the box, which was occupying the Chapel Hill defenders, which dropped them very deep. When that ball popped out, she had no pressure on her, and that's a dangerous shot in the women's game from distance. We're trying to get the number of the player that scored, but...
Well, and the key is, I have to tell you, you know, you mentioned it yourself, that, you know, Ellie Whiteside's, you know, not that tall. The goal is very big, and it was a great play immediately off the left foot when Whiteside's came out in front of eight, lofted it over, you know, right into the sun, very difficult to read, and, you know, again, just showing that you're never really out of range.
Absolutely. That's a tough ball for any goalkeeper to save, particularly in the women's game. The Chapel Hill keeper, as I mentioned earlier, is not super tall, so once she took that one or two steps forward, she realized the ball was going over her head. It's very difficult to backpedal. That's actually how we scored both of our goals against Chapel Hill, was upper 90 underneath the crossbar.
So now Chapel Hill, we're going to see what kind of resilience they have. This is a team that does not have the opportunity to play from behind much this season, although they have some experienced players that know what it's like to play with that challenge. For your team, that's one of the things that was mentioned in your last contest with them, is that you gave up a goal early in the first 20 minutes. And, it's interesting to see whether Weddington is going to relax or if they're going to keep pressing.
Yeah, typically what happens is when you get that first goal, yourself relax, your team relaxes. It's a little bit more challenging for the other team, but as you can see here, Kimball's trying to step up and get it right back. I don't anticipate Chapel Hill's going to panic here. They really haven't gotten into their flow. A lot of the credit goes to Weddington there. They're very organized, but Chapel Hill really needs to settle down, find Kimball's feet, and find Sophie Nielsen wide. That's their strength. We've also got to see number 22, Mia Spencer, come into this game. She hasn't gotten a lot of touches.
So Kimball goes from left side to the middle, tries to go 1v2, caroms off a Weddington player and off the near sideline. Now she gets the throw in, comes to the end line. She's taken down on a nice defensive play, tried to shovel that one in front of the goal and maybe get a little dump and kick and create a little chaos in front of the goal.
Yeah, she was just looking to slot it in. Unfortunately, her teammate did not come to the near post, because that was a great ball by Alex.
And now inside of 18 is Laura Sullivan. Sullivan, a little push and shove, and she's going to be rewarded with a free kick here from about 22 yards out. So now we get to see another set piece, only closer,
right,
for Chapel Hill.
Yeah, this would be a great chance for Chapel Hill. They can get their bigger bodies forward. They can look for Dell in the back post. They just need to take a minute here, relax, and make sure that they get a quality service. You can see they're fronting the keeper with one of their taller players in 22. So let's see what they can do on this kick.
Well, here's Alex Kimball. She'll line it up from about 22 yards out. Right foot, far post. Boy, it's tight. But just tight enough to where the goaltender didn't have to come out, and her player couldn't get ahead on it, probably about 2 feet high. But, boy, that's a great laser line drive kick by Alex Kimball, as now we have a report that, indeed, they've finally settled that it's Chandler Arrowood who draws first blood for Weddington.
So
1-0 here. And again, you'd expect that from Chandler Arrowood. That's a head, not only athletic play, but it's a heady play.
Right.
Gets the ball about 40 yards out and lofts it over the head of the keeper. And again, so Chapel Hill now down 21-35 remaining to play here in the first half, as Chandler Arrowood puts Weddington up 1-0 on these Tigers, as now the Tigers having to play from behind at the 21-24 mark. It is the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Women's 3A Soccer Championship. Alongside Michelle Miller from Cardinal Gibbons High School, this is Paul Connell calling play-by-play. We're at North Carolina State University for the 3A Championship on a beautiful, beautiful day. And it's a pretty good crowd from both teams have been brought. And we're trying to see both these teams settle down. And you'd like to say that goal occurred because Weddington had settled down and found their offense. It really wasn't that. It was a singular attack by one player, and we really haven't seen either of these teams really find their feel.
They really haven't found their rhythm for either side. I would say Weddington is settling on the ball a little bit better, and they're connecting their passes better. Their players are confident when they get the ball. They're taking a touch, getting their head up, and finding their teammates' feet. Chapel Hill hasn't really settled yet. I'd like to see them again just settle, play their game, play their style. Just relax a little bit and don't force things too much. It appears that they're forcing a lot.
Alex Kimball, middle of the field, tries to go to Mia Spencer. Spencer draws two players, has it dispossessed. Coming out of there with the ball for Weddington to be Emmy Hiller. Hiller comes up the right side. Well, she will give it up to Stephanie Magot. Magot draws two defenders. Excellent footwork. Right foot, left foot, pops into the box. comes to Danielle DeLuca. DeLuca has it pitched back out, and chasing it to the near side will be Emily Hilliard, as it was off the right foot of Laura Sullivan of the Tigers. And a near side throw-in will come in immediately to Virginia Logo. Logo, left foot, makes the goaltender move just a step to her right. Nellie Whiteside's up to the task on that one, feels it with both hands, and she will quickly get it out. There's a nice kick to midfield by Allie Whiteside, but unfortunately right to one of the Weddington players. That's Caitlin Hendershot. And Hendershot, who has seen a little time at goal, and wow, you want to talk about needing a tall player in the goal. Hendershot's got to be 6 foot, maybe 6'1". She's out there playing midfield, and she's owning that one, and she put it back into the Chapel Hill third. And Chapel Hill with a long ball off of Kimball comes down the right side looking for Claire Doyle, and Doyle unable to contain that one. It goes across the far touchline. It'll be a throw-in for Weddington. It goes right to Alex Kimball. Kimball trying to keep it in the Weddington end. 19 minutes remaining to play here in the first half. 1-0 Weddington over Chapel Hill in this 3H state championship game. And now here's Alex Kimball once again looking for space in the middle of the field. Would love to get the ball from her near side player, but she can't. She is marked.
You can see now Chapel Hill's made a little bit of a tactical adjustment. They're bringing Kimball deep into the midfield. They do this from time to time when she's not getting enough service up top. They've actually switched her, and number 22, Mia Spencer, has
kicked. Left foot over the bar, and great opportunity by Ruin. What I love about that is she got the ball top of 18 with the defenders, and then when they closed in, she never gave up.
She is a very smart player. Her feet stopped moving. She then accelerated again, got off a nice left-footed shot. She's very dangerous, both as a defender and getting the attack started. So I like the adjustment that Chapel made here to push her further up the pitch to try to get her more involved in the attack.
Well, and you can see that they're concentrating so much on Alex Kimball that they're hoping that Benson is hoping some of these other players get loose, and they get loose 1v.C. Weddington ball out of their own end. And it starts back in the third, now to the midfield. And then Ryan Horn, who has owned the midfield near side so far for Weddington. Well, she has acquitted herself very nicely. This one gets past the right foot of Weddington's Maddie Wadsworth, and Chapel Hill will throw it in from the near sideline. Sloppy throw, and Weddington going to take this one away and then try and dance down the near sideline. And it will be Lauren Sullivan trying to corral this one. She does, and then some sloppy play has it knocked off the foot of Weddington. It'll be another Chapel Hill throw-in back in their own third. And once again, maybe this is just credit to Weddington's defense. We haven't seen Chapel Hill able to move the ball kind of east-west across the field, and I think that's Weddington's defense attacking the ball so well.
Well, what Weddington is doing such a nice job of, you can see number 12 here on the ball with just a phenomenal first touch there. They're very technical in the middle, so they are actually owning the middle third of the field, where Chapel Hill is accustomed to owning that piece of the pitch. That's why they've brought Alex Kimball back. What a great ball through.
Oh, a great through ball, and it comes on to the foot of Caitlin Hendershot. Hendershot took one touch, and then she was dispossessed by Dell. As there's contact in between the circles, the Weddington crowd on their feet, and no play, no foul call. Referee says get up and play. It's just a nice soccer defensive play. Chapel Hill back quickly, looking on the run, trying to get Mia Spencer on the break in the middle of the field in between the circles. They get her, and then quite nicely by, of course, who else? Caroline Horn, who brings it across the near touchline. Again, the Weddington fans a little incensed on that one, as it'll be a throw-in in between the circles on the near side, about 35 yards out. And that'll be Laura Sullivan as she fires it in with both hands and looking for her recipient, Mia Spencer. And Spencer defended well and has that one knocked out by Weddington. Ball played now in once again. Here's Alex Kimball. Kimball draws two defenders, has it taken away. Now we're seeing Kimball starting to hang her head a little bit. See, this is not how I'm used to being treated.
Right. So she's getting a little bit frustrated a little bit early. She's their leader, though. She has to really keep her head. She's got to pick up her game. I mean, she's a top-notch player, so we really need to see her get back to what she's doing. Now, they did drop her deeper in the hopes that she could help neutralize what Weddington's doing. Really what's turning this game around is Weddington's ability to possess the ball in the middle third of the field and make Chapel Hill defend them. And that's brought Kimball back into the midfield to try to solidify that. Now they've pushed 22 up top, Mia Spencer, who's not really a forward. So, interesting change.
So now we get Kimball. She is brings the ball back out of her own end. And now, look, you mentioned about the defense and how Weddington is pressing Chapel Hill back in their own defensive end, making their back four really play and handle the ball and making Kimball come up. you know, that's got to add 15 yards to every run on the field that Kimball has. It's going to wear her out and certainly add to her frustration. As we see Kimball now get it in the back third, she's pushed off the ball, and there'll be a little push infraction here called on Virginia Lingo. And Lingo has been, they're going to call this one on Kimball. As it's always the retaliatory player that gets the penalty.
Let's see what Wedding can do on their set pieces here. Again, not having seen them play before, I'm not sure what to expect, but they've got some great height, as we see from their holding midfielder, so maybe she can get on the end of the service.
Long ball, played into eight. Played nicely by Ollie Whiteside. But I'll tell you, this is a strategy that's now being employed here. Caitlin Hendershot, the tall sophomore player, usually plays goalkeeper. They are sending her into the offensive end, looking to take advantage of her height. And twice now, she's broken free, once with the header there and once with the right foot where she was dispossessed just outside of eight. But she's turning into a threat here. This sophomore could have a big day in the championship game.
Absolutely. It's when young players come of age. You know, this is a great game for them to step up and show what they can do. There's no pressure on them. The pressure's all on the seniors.
Playing out of the back, a great job by Cyan Mercer of Weddington, looking up and seeing that Casey Tackle had a run there up the middle, and then trying to get the ball to Virginia Lingo as she split the defenders. And when she split the defenders, just a step past the defense, they call her offsides. Otherwise, she would have been... She would have been 1v1. And again, a long ball now played. Top of 18. Chapel Hill with a shot here. And top of the box, it's going to be Hitchcock, who pushes, or rather Hendershot, pushes the Chapel Hill recipient from the back. No call. Referee says get up. And at 12:40, Chapel Hill's best opportunity for a clear shot at the goal from the top of 18 goes by the wayside. Referee says, I want toughness here. Don't go to the grass. Get up and play.
So but, from my vantage point, it did look like Mia Spencer was bumped into from behind and knocked down in the penalty box. But I will defer to the referee, who's much closer than I am.
There's Alex Kimball. She'll tee it up with a direct free kick from about 35 yards out. And this one goes off the ankles of the two defenders in front of her. It will go across the far touchline. And the throw-in will come from Morgan Brandewey. Brandewey would love to set AK in motion here, as Alex Kimball has been harassed, would be the correct word for Alex Kimball today. She really has not been able to find her rhythm. Once again, Kimball, going to be a scholarship player for Anson-Dorrance Tar Heels, comes in with plenty of goals here for Chapel Hill, and she has been their leader. In fact, if good things are going to happen for Chapel Hill, it is going to happen off the foot of Alex Kimball.
Chapel Hill really needs to get number 19, who is Liana Malowski, in the game a little bit more, and then Sophie Nielsen has now checked back in on the right flank. Those are two key players for them. They've got great pace on either side, and they can get dangerous balls into the box, but we need to see them get the ball more in order for Chapel Hill to be more dangerous.
Well, in Chapel Hill, Sophie Nielsen was fairly effective early, but they just didn't seem to know how to utilize her. She was on the side, and I think she was just wearing herself out. And I think Ron Benson said, look.
They were over-serving her early and making her run. This pitch is big, and she probably got a little winded. You got all that anxious energy in the beginning, so now she's had a chance to watch it from the sidelines.
Well, and she's going to get some action here. And
that's well done by Maggie Wadsworth coming back. Yeah. That's a forward coming, tracking back and defending and winning that free kick for her team, so that's well done.
Yeah, Malowski, who has touched the ball a number of times here in the first half as we approach the 10:30 mark and Chapel Hill down 1-0. Malowski has done a great job of playing the midfield and attacking into the Weddington third. That time, I think she was a little tired and came up and had a nice push there. So it'll be a midfield free kick for Weddington. Going to serve it to the top of the box where it's headed back out by Laura Sullivan. Sullivan up to Malowski.
And Malowski's got a lot of pace. We just haven't really been able to see her with any open space. She really needs to get with the last defender and try to stretch this field out a little bit. Again, the Weddington midfield, particularly Emily Hilliard, is doing a really nice job just tracking, keeping Alex Kimball close by, making it difficult for her to play balls forward. And as you can see, they're really lacking a target now.
Sullivan throw into Dell, finds Kimball. She tries to go far side, looking for Nielsen. little too aggressive there as Weddington comes back. Weddington done a nice job of counterattacking, especially in between the circles in their third. They've been very quick to get the ball to the Chapel Hill end and then do something with it, as they have now earned a throw-in on the far touchline from about 20 yards out, and this will be taken by Olivia Odie, who's seen her share of touches today. Quick throw. It will come into the middle of the field. Here's Weddington looking for a shot. Emily Hilliard tees up the right foot, thinks better of it, goes right side. Would like to find Maggie Wadsworth. She does. Into the box. Bit of a scrum there. Four Chapel Hill defenders back in the bunker defense. They don't want to give up another one. Back out to Malowski. Malowski at midfield. Skies the ball. Left side, near side. Comes to Remy Roberts. Just checked into the game. Roberts now finds Kimball. Kimball with a little room to work in between the circles. 1v1 now. Right foot looking for space. Gets past the first defender and goes near post and makes the goaltender honor that one. But I think that's just a palate cleanser there for AK. She just wanted to get a shot on goal.
Yeah, she's been a little frustrated, but that's, you can see right there what she's so capable of. When she picks up the ball and starts running at your back line, it's not a good thing for the defenders. But a little bit far off there with the shot. She did get it on the frame, but she needs to do more of that. She's got a strike with either foot, so we need to see more of that. Chapel Hill really needs to press the ball here a little bit more. They're giving Weddington a lot of time and space.
.802 remaining to play here. North Carolina State University, the Dale Soccer Complex, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Championship. Now Chapel Hill would like to put one on the board here in the last 7:50. Down 1-0 as Arrowwood headed to play for the Catamounts of Western Carolina has put her Weddington team on the board and on the board first. At about the 24-minute mark, there was a carom out of the penalty box, and she launched one over the head of 5-1 keeper Ellie Whiteside, who couldn't judge it. It went just under the bar and put Weddington up 1-0. Weddington coming out of the Southern Division, out of Charlotte. There are two losses, one loss and a tie to two 4A teams, including Myers Park. And then they had a tie to Cuthbertson, which they avenged in the last round, the semifinal round of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Championship Tournament. Here's Weddington, down to the end line, serve, middle, looking to tee it up, comes back outside, top of the box, right foot slash by Emily Hilliard, and coming over making a beautiful defensive play once again, Frances Ruland. And Ruland, just a great job of getting to that ball, closing the distance before she could really put the full foot into it.
And that's what Chapel Hill's really good at. But all credit to Maggie Wadsworth from Weddington. She started that whole thing in the midfield. Super composure on the ball. She switched the point of the attack, found the left flank wide open, and kind of created that whole opportunity for them. She is really having a nice game.
First corner now, near corner, 6:25 remaining to play here in the first half. And it will be Odie. Olivia Odie. She's going to tee it up with the left foot. Look for a friend of the box. Chapel Hill with eight defenders inside the penalty area, five inside of eight. Right side goes to the middle of the bar. Nice little pitch and touch there as hoping to catch the goaltender off guard was Stephanie McGow, and that's her first shot of the day, and just really didn't get the full foot on that one. Otherwise, it could have been more dangerous than it was.
Yeah, it was fairly well defended. I mean, they were trying something a little bit different rather than launch the ball to the back post and hope for the best. Chapel Hill's got a lot of height, so Weddington was trying a little bit of a short corner and just seeing if they can get a little misdirection.
And Ellie Whiteside with a goal kick now, and we've mentioned it. They will split their goalies, Chapel Hill will, in the first and second half. Whiteside at 5-1. Weddington was able to take advantage of her lack of height in the first half as, again, they were able to launch one over her head for the first goal. Chandler Arrowwood, as we see Chapel Hill now, countering, attacking, into 18. Ball is loose. Keeper splits the defenders and is able to get there before Frances Ruland does. And another chance for Chapel Hill goes by the wayside. As, having that one goal advantage for Weddington, it's allowed them to bring one more defender back. And that extra defender has made the difference in three attacks here for Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill isn't getting the numbers forward that they typically do. They've only got the two up top at the moment. And you can see how deep Alex Kimball is dropping here. It's really taking the pressure off the back line of Weddington, who's very organized. You're going to have to get numbers in the box to break down this defense.
Throw in goes to Alex Kimball. She goes off the left shoulder and then looked like an inadvertent touch of the hand that was not called. Ball be cleared back out by Weddington, back into the midfield, just across the midfield stripe. Chapel Hill, Megan Dell, right foot, tries to push this one into the middle, top of the box. And clearing it back out, looking for possession, was Meg Teston. Teston, swing of the right elbow. And she will be penalized for that, as it'll be a free kick just before the midfield stripe at 4:15 remaining to play here in the first half, with Weddington up 1-0 here in the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Kick from just shy of midfield. This goes off the right foot of Stephanie McGow. McGow, top of 18, looking for a friend. Finds three Chapel Hill defenders, but the player who comes out with it is Maggie Wadsworth, who has been all over the field. She's then dispossessed by Alex Kimball. Kimball looked to go with the right foot, tried for a big lead up left side for Caitlin Hendershot. Hendershot, dual defended, could not reach that one, and it's kicked back into the Chapel Hill defensive end by Weddington, who's just looking to catch a breath here. Alex Kimball, right foot, puts a little spin on this one. It goes to Caitlin Hendershot. Hendershot in the box, double defended, and nicely defended as they kept her from proceeding to the ball after her first touch. Weddington looking to clear this back out to midfield. They do, but it's taken by Chapel Hill at the midfield, striped by Lily Shaw. Shaw has some space, looking for Nielsen on the right side. It's a foot race into the corner. Down into the alley goes Sophie Nielsen. Nielsen comes out of it, 1v1, right foot, goes near post, slides to the back post. This one will go right through the penalty area at about 5.5 feet from the end line. And Alex Kimball chases down. Now Kimball, 1v1, right foot into the penalty area. It's a shooting gallery. Two shots now, and Chapel Hill still hasn't been able to find the frame. Losing the ball, near side, Claire Doyle. She's stripped out. Chapel Hill still keeps it in the end as Morgan Brandewey comes up with the right foot, and it will be a throw-in far side, inside of 18 on the far sideline for Chapel Hill at the 2:45 mark. 1-0 in favor of Weddington. As once again, Chapel Hill looking for the equalizer. Throw goes into the penalty box. It is not cleared well, and it'll be a ball about 10 feet up from the corner on the far touchline. And this is really an excellent opportunity here for Chapel Hill. You see Weddington starting to put hands on hips.
Well, you can see once they brought Nielsen back into the game, maybe with some fresh legs and a little bit calmer nerves, she's starting to make an impact over there. She's a great 1v1 player, and as you can see, she had a great ball to the back post. Chapel Hill's got to get numbers in the box, which they typically do. Weddington defended it well, though.
Nielsen once again wants to go back post, finds Alex Kimball, header off the left side, and she missed the far post. You know what, there's a little push, a little shove there, but excellent aggressive defense. It was a free ball. Once it's in the air, anybody has the right to it. But credit where credit's due to Caroline Horn. She came from the far side, was able to knock Kimball off her line there, and she was not able to find the goal.
It was a great job by Horn to just get a body on her. That's what you have to do. You can't let somebody like Alex Kimball get a free header like that. Great service by Nielsen, but well defended by Weddington.
Inside 2 minutes at 1:40. Alongside Cardinal Gibbons, head coach Michelle Miller, Paul Connell, at North Carolina State University, where Chapel Hill trying to give head coach Ron Benson his only state title in 3 decades in his final tour of the battlefield. Goal kick comes out to midfield. Chapel Hill like to take one more bite at the apple here at 1:30. Weddington running strong. Right side, Maggie Wadsworth tries to beat Ailey Whiteside into the penalty box. Whiteside up to the task and then has a poor clear. Chapel Hill now trying to play from their own end.
She rushed it a little bit, but Virginia Lingo did a great job just getting in the space and just winning that ball and knocking it right back towards the Chapel Hill defenders.
Here's Claire Doyle trying to take it from midfield back into the Chapel Hill end, and then poorly played by Lily Shaw. And Shaw, again, looked a little anxious there, had more time than she really anticipated, and plays this one with 1 minute remaining to play. It'll be a throw in by Weddington. Well, Weddington would love to put another one on the board here and really give Chapel Hill something to think about at halftime. Ball played into Odie at the middle. She tries to head in, top of 18. Shot, right foot, comes off the right foot of Chandler Arrowwood. Arrowwood has that one blocked. Here comes Chapel Hill. This will be their last dance down the floor. 40 seconds remaining to play. They come left side, down the left sideline, and the pass off the right foot is misplayed by Claire Doyle. It'll be a throw-in by Weddington here at midfield, as they will probably have the last possession of the first half.
You could see how Spencer was got the ball. She was looking up, looking forward. She normally finds Alex Kimball in that seam, and Alex isn't there. So she really had nobody to play that ball to. She played it wide, and unfortunately a little bit of a rough touch.
17 seconds remaining to play here in the first half, and another poorly played ball by Lily Shaw. Shaw not settling the ball before she tries to clear it. She has plenty of time. Here's the ball right side, now down in the alley. Here's a Virginia Lingo. Lingo would love to find Arrowood. She cannot. Dispossessed there by Dell. Dell brings the ball out to midfield, and that'll do it for the first half. And we have concluded the first half of play and your score. Weddington won. The Warriors have scored off the right foot of Arrowood. Arrowood with a heady play. Chandler Arrowood off a carom that came out between the circles about 40 yards out, and she saw that Ailey Whiteside, all 5-1 of her, had come out in front of the penalty area, about 10 yards in front of the goal, lofted one just to the middle of the bar, got lost in the sun, and Whiteside did not go up and even try and defend it. She thought it was going to be over the bar, and you can never assume that as a goalkeeper, and she did. It snuck right under the bar, bounced up into the netting, one zip Warriors, and, you know, if you're Chapel Hill, you feel bad that you're down 1-0, Michelle. But you also have to go, you know, we've played terribly in this first half, and it's still 1-0.
That's how I would approach the halftime. They really just never settled their nerves. They and credit to Weddington. I mean, Weddington, I'm so impressed with Maggie Wadsworth and her ability to keep the ball in the middle third of the field. She is really their playmaker. Her touch is phenomenal. So every time she gets the ball, she's looking to be dangerous, and she's really setting up Weddington very nicely. The other thing I think that's really rattling Chapel Hill is the amount of numbers that Weddington gets forward. They're committing 7 players to the attack, which most teams don't do against Chapel Hill. Weddington's doing it with the utmost confidence, and as a result, I mean, I really think that's where the goal came from. Chapel Hill's defenders were so preoccupied with all of the white shirts in the area that when that ball popped out, none of the Chapel Hill defenders were able to step to it because they all had players in the box that they were trying to pay attention to. So credit to Weddington on that.
You know, but you would expect a team with this much leadership with the Tigers and the fact that they're no stranger to tournament play and they're always at the top of the division as is Cardinal Gibbons. You would expect them to be playing with the kind of confidence that Weddington is playing with, and you really haven't seen that from the Tigers. They've been a little tentative at midfield. We've seen Alex Kimball shy away after a second touch because two defenders have run after. This is not really what we expected from Alex Kimball, and quite frankly, not what we expect from a Ron Benson coach team. You expect them to play downhill rather than backpedaling.
Well, I think Weddington has an awful lot to do with that. They are a very technical side, so their possession is putting a lot of pressure on Chapel Hill's defense, both in the middle third of the field and the defensive third. Again, they're putting numbers forward, which Chapel Hill doesn't really see. Their speed of play is excellent. They've also started to really incorporate the changing of the point of the attack. So they're finding those wide players. So this ball will start in the middle. They quickly play it wide. That's going to stretch the back line of Chapel Hill. But Chapel Hill, as you said, they're senior laden. I think they start 10 seniors. You're looking for those players to step up. They need to settle into the game by now. But Chapel Hill really needs to decide if they're going to keep Kimball up top, if they're going to drop her into the midfield. Because when they made that switch with Kimball and Spencer, it didn't really work out for Chapel Hill. I think it was an advantage to Weddington at that point because you don't have the pace and the dribbling ability of Kimball up top. That's one less thing to worry about. Then your backs can get very comfortable and play make out of the back, and that's trouble for Chapel Hill.
Well, and you know, we looked at in the pregame, when you haven't seen a team and you're not really sure what to expect, you look at the statistics, you look at who they played, you look at anything you can find to get a grasp. It's you're doing the new math.
it's
really difficult. So, but when we looked at this Weddington roster, and I was able to get just a little bit of background from assistant coach Davis Boyle, who, thank you, Davis. He was just remarkable over these past couple of days, just throwing little jewels of wit and wisdom. And I think it was mostly to cure his anxiety, as he will say.
Well, it's a stressful time. I mean, look, when you get to the finals, you've worked all season for this. You've got the perfect season going. Sure, we put a little bit of a blemish on it with the loss, but they're here. You forget everything that's gotten you to this point, and you just—it's this one game. It's win or go home, and both sides are fighting for that. So it's the team, we talked about it earlier, who's going to impose their will from the get-go? Who's going to play their style? Both teams were tight initially, but Weddington really settled into the game first, even before they got the goal. Their possession style really came, to fruition for them, and they started getting very comfortable on the ball and moving it. They're making Chapel Hill chase them right now, and that is not something Chapel Hill's accustomed to doing.
No, there's nothing worse than getting beat or being dominated by a team that's really playing your style of play. We really expected to see Weddington come up the sidelines, go to the alley, try and get to the end line, long cross, look for somebody in the middle, bang, 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 or, you know, play it from the back, look for somebody streaking down the middle field, but really two passes and then a big touch to the goal. And you saw Chapel Hill, especially after they gave up the first goal, they really retreated and went into kind of a bunker defense and playing, you know, five, six, bringing seven back and challenging Weddington to change up their style of play and say, okay, well, now let's see if you guys can move it side to side. And just like you said, they have, and that's really been impressive. And, you know, to go back to what I was just talking about there when you're trying to analyze the pregame stats, you know, everybody looks at Chandler Arrowood. Oh, the scholarship player, she's a senior, supposed to be the leader, and she's headed to West Carolina, and she has 26 goals, 28 assists, and, you know, just a tremendous player. And then you look on the roster, and, you know, the deeper you look on the roster, you see these young players like Wadsworth, who, you know, we've talked about a lot.
Very
she
impressive.
Has 31 goals and 24 assists. And then Emily Hillard, 20 goals and 11 assists. And these are both sophomores. And you think, well, okay, you know, they're a dominant team. Maybe they got a lot of these goals and assists and mop-up play. That's not what we're seeing. Wadsworth especially, but Wadsworth and Hilliard have really touched the ball and been a consistent part of the attack. And then I think the glue that holds this team together in the midfield and on the offensive end has got to be Olivia Odie, who is a freshman and has logged 23 goals and 18 assists and had the first shot on goal in the game. Those four players, you know, you could concentrate on Arrowood all you want, but those four players, any one of them can hurt you.
Yeah, I think Wadsworth really, for me, has been the best player on the field to this point in the game. Again, her technical ability, it's superior to anything else that's out there outside of, you know, possibly Alex Kimmel. But what she's doing with it is what's phenomenal. She's, again, getting there. She's picking up the ball off the back line, and she's getting their attack started. So they're not giving the ball away in transition. You can see the few times they did give the ball away in transition, Chapel Hill was immediately able to attack wide through Sophie Nielsen. You can see how dangerous her crosses are. And if Weddington keeps giving up those crosses, Chapel Hill will find one of those. It's what they're very good at. But to Weddington's credit, you know, again, their midfield, I really like Emily Hilliard and what she's doing. She's just sitting in those spaces. She's putting immediate pressure on the Chapel Hill midfielders once they're getting balls played into their feet. They don't have the time and space to play into Alex Kimball. They're getting pressured. And so they're trying to figure out a way to release that pressure, and right now they haven't found that way because they don't have any wide players. So if they don't keep Kimball up top and she is their outlet, that's the way they're going to be able to relieve that pressure. They need to keep her up higher. They need to let Mia Spencer play into her, Laura Sullivan play into her, Frances Rulin, all these creative technical players that Chapel Hill has. They need to get on the ball, and they need to find Alex Kimball up top, and then that'll allow them to get forward. And because they're dangerous, you can see how Alex can get the ball forward. She likes to lay it back off, drop it to the top of the 18 for shots. We haven't really seen Chapel Hill get that. Sophie Nielsen's been their most dangerous player to point at this point in the game.
And Sophie Nielsen finds herself going 1v1 down the sideline on the far sideline into the corner, you know, winning those alley battles. And she's for a tall, rangy player who runs like
a deer.
Secretariat.
She's phenomenal.
You know, she really is tremendous. And works well with both feet. You'd see somebody that you think somebody who's predominantly on the right side would have the predominant right foot. She's not afraid to go past you with the left foot and shovel it into the middle. I'm sure Alex Kimball loves that, running down the middle of the field. But in the beginning of the game, Sophie Nielsen had a lot of touches, but they weren't using her effectively. And let's give credit to Ron Benson for saying, man, we're just going to wear you out there, not utilizing you effectively. Brought her out, brought her in at the end of the first half after they were down 1-0. And you really saw how the pace was starting to pick up, and you saw Weddington maybe starting to get a little more tired out. But, you know, when you look at, it's funny that you, from an offensive set standpoint, you really see a lot of similarities between basketball and soccer. And you look at how points are scored, not only from where they are on the field, how the ease of the shot, but you look at how points are scored. And from a statistical standpoint, here's Weddington comes in, and they are averaging 6.3 goals a game. Now, that's pretty darn good. And you have, you know, you have four players that are over 15 goals, five players that are over 15 goals apiece for the season. But I think the key to Weddington is their assists per game. So here's a team that likes to play it north-south. They like to give you the long ball and run it on goal. Yet, 6.3 goals per game, 5.3 assists per game. So this is not a lot of people getting loose off the long pass and taking it to the net. this is set series. This set series play that leads to a goal, and then you look at a team like Chapel Hill, that you know likes the set offense. They like the set pieces. They like to move you east west, and averaging 5.5 goals a game, but only 3.7 assists per game. So that tells you that Alex Kimble has had to do a lot of work as a not only goal scorer, but creator of opportunities.
Absolutely. She has a lot. She bears a lot of the responsibility for their offense, but it's something that she's accustomed to doing that. She plays at the highest level, so this is nothing new for her. And when she goes off to play in college, it'll be the same thing. She's a wonderful possession-type player that can turn left, turn right. She can take, break you down 1v1. She's got a shot from distance. She's just so dangerous. So that's nothing new for her. Chapel Hill just has to do a better job of getting players around her, getting them closer to her. Her only option right now, typically when she picks up her head, especially in the beginning, was Nielsen wide. Well, that's very, it becomes very predictable. So Weddington adjusted to that. And as a result, you know, like you had mentioned, Nielsen wasn't being super effective because of the ball she was getting. But really, Weddington is causing a lot of the issues that Chapel Hill is having. Weddington is really playing their style. They play direct, but they're very possession oriented. So you rattled off the stats. It just shows you they can hurt you in a number of ways, and they share the ball. So when you've got a team that's tactically aware like they are and can ping the ball from one point to the other, it becomes very difficult to defend that because you're constantly chasing. And when you make defenders move, you know, there creates gaps. And Weddington's doing a nice job with their forwards finding those gaps.
And, you know, we call it, in basketball, you call it the Jordan effect. Now you could call it the LeBron effect. For those of them who've only seen LeBron and grew up in the internet age and haven't seen Michael play, it's, you know, it's the tendency, unfortunately, when you have a player like Alex Kimble who does so much, there's an expectation that they're going to do something on every play. And, you know, for the University of North Carolina, you call it the Crystal Dunn effect, as we saw last year. When she'd get the ball, everybody would stop for a beat and look and, you know, hold their breath and go, well, what's she going to do for us now? And after a while, the defenses would key on that and say, we can run 2-3 players at her because there's going to be that momentary hesitation. And if she doesn't do anything or doesn't do it quickly, we can stymie their offense. So I really think that while Alex Kimble is certainly the headliner for Chapel Hill, as we see them come out for the second half, it's going to be Sophie Nielsen. It's going to be one of the other players who doesn't quite get the spotlight all the time, who's going to have to make the difference and step up in this game.
That's right. We really need Laura Sullivan to get more involved. I would love to see Megan Dell getting a little bit more forward. If it stays 1-0, I suspect they'll bring Megan out of the back and let her run a little in the midfield, because Alex isn't going to be able to do this by herself. Weddington is very organized, and they're playing her tight. They're not giving her time and space. So it's time for the other players to really step up. I mean, this is their last shot, all of these seniors, so it's now or never. They got 40 minutes to solve this back line to Weddington.
We've started the second half of play alongside Michelle Miller, who's done just a magnificent job of educating us on some great high school soccer, and we appreciate your insights, Michelle. It's just a pleasure to have you alongside. Chapel Hill in the black with the gold numbers, moving from left to right on your radio dial here in the second half, down 1-0. Weddington, long trip from Charlotte. They want to make it worthwhile. They are in the home white with green numbers and ready to hold on to this one-goal advantage as we see Sophie Nielsen get her first touch on the ball. She gets it early, chases it down to the end line. Little long on the first touch, goes over the end line, and it'll be a goal kick now from Cyan Mercer. And they have not let the keeper, the Warriors have not let their keeper take their goal kicks. So it'll be interesting to see what her ability to punt is, but Cyan Mercer takes all the goal kicks.
She's got a great kick, and Cyan Mercer just read that play very well. She obviously knows what Chapel Hill's looking to do. She just read it early and was able to just shepherd the ball out of bounds.
Chapel Hill now trying to play a little dump and chase here from the midfield into the top of 18. They'd like to get Alex Kimble free. They'd really like to see more work come from Liana Malowski. Malowski had a number of touches in the first half and just wasn't really able to complete them. Here's AK, Alex Kimble. Touched ball once, twice, right side, finds herself 1v1. Like to go with the left foot, steps over it, right down in the alley, draws a second defender, race to the end line, has a little trouble, flag goes up, puts it into the box at 8. And they're going to call her with the push-off with the left arm, but that's a little inconsistent from the physicality that was allowed in the first half. It happened right in front of the side judge. And he's going to give Weddington the ball back there. But I'll tell you what, you like to see Alex Kimble playing, put her chin forward there and look to go to the end line. They're going to need that.
Yeah, you want to see her in the offensive third. That was a little bit of an unusual call. Typically, when a forward has a ball, she's not the one creating the foul. But, you know, the referee saw it that way. But, yeah, Alex, that's the spaces she needs to get into. She's got to get into the offensive third, and then Chapel Hill's got to get numbers in the box to break down Weddington.
37-40 remaining to play here in the second half. Ron Benson, three decades at the helm of the Tiger soccer program, no state championship. In fact, this is the first time he's been able to play in one. All these seniors, 9, 10 of them for Chapel Hill, they want to give their boss the crown on his way out. It'll be his last season.
He's and it's hard when you get to the finals, having not been here for it. You really don't know what to expect until you're here. It's a different preparation. The warm-ups are different. The facility's different. Your opponent is somebody you haven't seen, so there's a lot to adapt to. And credit to Weddington for not letting it bother them at all in the first half.
Well, they say many times, and Sherry Norris of the Chapel Hill Tigers basketball program to tell you this, you have to lose one before you learn how to win one. And now here's Weddington. There's a through ball. Left side of the box on the foot of Odie. Odie leaves for Chandler. Arrow would like to have taken a shot at that one, and it's deflected out about 12 yards out. It'll be Weddington with a throw in about 20 yards out on the near touchline. But boy, there was a nice trio of footwork there.
Yeah, Arrow did a great job to get into a nice seam, a dangerous seam. Ball just seemed to get a little bit caught up under her feet, but she does a nice job coming from a little bit deeper position and causing havoc for the back line.
And Weddington has been targeting Lily Shaw, senior defender. Box. She's had a little trouble clearing the ball, as we see her kind of a misplay and not settle that one there. They've now been targeting her. They're able to expose her on the seam there. And they've come to the left side now as Chapel Hill trying to clear. They get to midfield. It is corralled by Cyan Mercer, who comes up. They're bringing that defensive line up all the way up to the midfield. Are the Warriors with this 1-0 lead, 36 minutes remaining to play in the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Women 3A champion. Right foot up top. This one has to be punched away by the keeper for Chapel Hill. That is... That looks to be Caitlin Hendershot. That's Madeline Maceros. You get a read on that is because we're the keeper for Chapel Hill is in a red shirt, and Ellie Whiteside's played the first half, and we'll get a shot on that. But a great shot, and now number two slides past the left hand bar. 35-20 remaining to play here in the second half. Chapel Hill down 1-0. Arrowwood.
Great shot from distance. Yep. I mean, that's, again, Weddington recognized that shots from distance are dangerous.
So the goalkeeper is Madeline Maceros, and it's postseason jitters up here in the press box for the staff as well. Here's Alex Kimball, and we're going to have a foul called by the linesman here on the near side. And it will be Weddington once again with a free kick from midfield. This one will be taken by Gabby Cormier. And they're going to bring it up a little further into the circles. Now the referee trying to point to the right. All these soccer players, they're like tax attorneys. They're all looking for the loophole. They're trying to get closer to the goal.
They're just trying to figure out where the spot is. There was some confusion whether it was a throw-in, a free kick.
It's all innocent.
Weddington's taking their time. Yep, they want to get their numbers forward. They like to bring their height forward. Smart.
No, you have to give credit where credit's due, and credit to Powell Williams, the head coach of the Warriors of Weddington. He's done a great job of creating an offensive strategy to put Chapel Hill back on their heels, and he's done just that. 34 minutes remaining to play here in the second half. You're listening to WCHL, chapelboro.com, championship sports coverage of Chapel Hill Tigers soccer. Brought to you today by the Pig Restaurant on Weaver Dairy Road. Go see Sam with the pig. Fire you up some brisket and some of his home selections. Great place to go to celebrate what we hope is Ron Benson's first state championship here in his last season at the helm for the Chapel Hill Tigers. Here's AK, Alex Kimball at midfield, looking to go. Double teamed and slides the ball off the left knee with the right foot of Virginia Lingo. Lingo came over as the second defender, and that's what Alex Kimball has got to realize here, that if she can't do something with it immediately, she needs to get rid of it, maybe find Sophie Nielsen, maybe start a play and hope to get it back, because once she draws those two defenders, she really can't go anywhere.
Well, what they've done now is they've dropped Alex Kimball way back into the almost a defensive midfielder's position, so when she gets double teamed like that, she's got four defenders standing behind her that are asking for the ball. She just needs to go ahead and play the way she faces and lay it off to them. They're all technical players, and they could change the point of the attack for her. She's really working too hard right now to try to create things on her own. She's got to bring her teammates in.
So, Malowski looking to create a play there. Can't. Back comes Weddington. All alone. Left side. Maggie Wadsworth. Right foot. Left foot. Has it stripped away. Gets it back. Can't gather it up for the shot. And trying to take this one back to the midfield. Outstanding defensive play by Megan Dell. Dell was a key defensive instrument early in the first half. Dell comes up to Mia Spencer. Spencer finds AK through the wickets. Nice little nutmeg. Go, shoot at the goal with the left foot. Goes far post. And boy, really saw Alex Kimball's ability to create there. She had three defenders, had them all backpedaling. Little nutmeg through the ankles of the defender. And then a sliding shot with her left foot, not to the near post, but to the far. She's about 2 feet wide. Otherwise, they're tying this one at one at the 32-minute mark.
And these are quality defenders that she just ghosted past. Cyan Mercer did a great job at the end just to cut the angle and make it a difficult shot for Kimball. Had she not done that, you're looking at a clear shot on goal by Alex.
Chapel Hill really four shots at the goal, only two on frame. They've forced the keeper for Weddington to save the ball four times. As we see now, Weddington, it's Wadsworth getting loose again. The leading goal scorer and point scorer for Weddington for the Warriors with 86 points and 31 goals this season is Wadsworth. Wadsworth now leaving it for Virginia Lingo. Lingo looks to the middle, was trying to find Odie. Oh, and that's a poor play there. A nervous clear by Morgan Brandewy, who didn't settle even though she had a fellow defender next to her. Kicks it over the end line. It'll be the first corner of the half and the second of the game for the Warriors.
Well, that's really smart by Wadsworth. Again, a player that we've been talking about a lot in this game. She just put the ball on her foot and just went at the defenders in the box. They can't have too much contact in there. You're looking at a penalty kick, so she just kept going.
Lingo will take this. They get the soft corner. She brings it in just to this side of the penalty area. Takes two touches and then kind of a weak shot. Didn't get all the laces on that one. Tried to go near post, maybe surprise the goalkeeper for Chapel Hill. And easily past the post, and now we're going to see a goal kick from Chapel Hill, and that will be Madeline Maceros clearing this to midfield. And again, it's a poor clear by Maceros. They worry about the punts and the goal kicks here from Chapel Hill. Just not a lot of strength there. Is coming back to help on the defense is Laura Sullivan. Sullivan pressed up by this Warriors front line, and nobody from Chapel Hill came back to help her, and she had to put it over the end line. It'll be a very deep throw in for the Warriors at the 30-15 mark here of the second half. Chapel Hill still down 1-0.
I really like what Weddington's choosing to do here in the offensive third. They're putting all kinds of pressure on the Chapel Hill defenders. When you have defenders that like to play to the back, what they don't like is pressure. That's exactly what Weddington's doing. Their front runners are just getting after the defenders. No clearance is easy. There's no time and space on the ball to pick their heads up. Chapel Hill might have to play a little more direct to beat that pressure initially, and then maybe Weddington will back it off a little bit.
And here is Maceros, goal kick. And again, it's a low line drive. This one is fielded by Weddington in between the circles. And again, they might have to come up with another strategy for getting the ball out of their own end when it's a goal kick. Weddington keeping the ball in the Chapel Hill as the clock continues to tick. Chapel Hill trying for the long ball to midfield. They are successful. Get the ball to Mia Spencer. Spencer double-teamed in midfield. She one touch is a little too far. And coming up is Megan Dell, who has found a new set of legs. And Megan Dell, again, she was very active in the early part of the first half, and then they were able to clamp down on her. She didn't get many touches, and she has decided that she's going to have to make a difference here in the second half, or her senior year is going to end in disappointment as she's playing the whole field now from her defensive position, as it'll be a deep throw in for Weddington from their own end, about 10 yards up from the far corner. 29 minutes remaining to play here in the second half. Alongside Michelle Miller, Paul Connell, WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill Soccer. So presented by the Pig Restaurant in Chapel Hill on Weaver Dairy Road. Go on and see Sam, and we appreciate his support of Chapel Hill soccer here as the Tigers down 1-0, trying to give Ron Benson his only state championship in three decades in his first trip to the dance.
This is one of the things we expected to see. I had mentioned that if the score stays 1-0, I would expect that Ron would go ahead and put Megan Dell higher up the pitch to try to create some offense. She's got fantastic pace. And hopefully she can get free. She just earned her team a corner kick. She's a dangerous player, so this is a nice move by Coach Benson.
Well, it's a great job by Dell there, as she went 1v1 with Cyan Mercer, and Mercer kept backpedaling and tried to defend her. And when she got 5 or 6 yards from the end line, she rifled it off of Mercer's foot, gets the corner, and now Chapel Hill sends Alex Kimball over to the corner at the 28-minute mark while the clock continues to tick, and they are one goal down Alex Kimball, the corner in the first half, you said, watch this now. She'll go far post, and she did. Great line drive kick. And now you see Malowski lined up near post, and she does. She goes short, goes to the middle. There's Malowski. Can't get ahead on it. It's loose at 18. Cleared away by Wadsworth. No, Wadsworth has it taken away by Francis Ruland. Ruland trying to claim. She doesn't. Wadsworth comes out of it all of her own. She goes 1v1 now with Meg Teston. Teston to Wadsworth. Near sideline. Here comes Ruland trying to take it away from Wadsworth. Whoa, she's got great field skills and gets the ball to her teammate Chandler Arrowwood. Arrowwood clears the ball to the middle of the field. Here comes Virginia Lingo. Lingo trying to start the run. Goes right side, far side to Daniel DeLuca. DeLuca looks back into the middle of the field to Olivia Odie. Odie mishandles that one, and it's taken away. A sloppy play there that it's Mia Spencer able to take advantage of that one. As they look to the midfield, Spencer one touch and plays it a little bit far. The ball kicked back into the Chapel Hill end, and it's cleared away by Morgan Brandewee. Chapel Hill now trying to dump chase and take advantage of some of their speed and experience, maybe hoping that Weddington will have a defensive lapse on their end. They can take advantage of it and lock this one up and go to extras, or they can find a way to play downhill in the last 10 minutes. 26-40 remaining to play. Here's AK, Alex Kimball, middle of the field. Left foot draws two defenders. She'd like to switch sides. Her teammates are standing and looking at her now as she splits two defenders, comes to the left side of 18, looks for Mia Spencer. Spencer, free, right foot, far post, goal, Tigers! AK sets the table. Mia Spencer gathers it up all kinds of time. Top of 18. Straight middle through the underside of the goalkeeper. Never had a chance. A grass cutter with pace. 1-1, Coach. Great call, by the way, Coach. Great call.
Well, what the beauty of this is Alex Kimball picked up the ball in the middle third of the field and ran at the back line of Weddington. And when they stepped, she loves to cut the ball back top of the 18. It should be on everybody's scouting report by now. That's where they're going to find their openings. Mia Spencer, great job. Low driven. Her first touch wasn't the best, but her second touch was excellent. Low driven. They're back in the game.
So it's Mia Spencer from Alex Kimball. And, you know, that can only mean good things for Alex Kimball for the rest of this game, because now they're going to say, now we got two people that we have to pay attention to. 26-10. But at the 26-27 mark, put that one on your notepad as Alex Kimball breaks free in the middle, splits the defender, finds Mia Spencer. Spencer gathers it in from 18 and then rifles a grass cutter past the goalkeeper of the Warriors. And it is 1-1. We got ourselves a brand new ball game here as the Tigers have breathed life into their efforts to claim a state championship for head coach Ron Benson in his final dance.
And that's much more to Chapel Hill's liking. That's their style right there, and that's what they haven't been able to do all game long, is make that connection between Mia Spencer and Alex Kimball, because Weddington's defended Kimball very well. But now you can see she can take the game over if she chooses to do so.
Splits three defenders, tries to put a ball on the left foot of a streaking, we're trying to figure out who that player is. Looked like a streaking Claire Doyle. And just a little bit too far there, but over the end line. And now the referee trying to sort this thing out and has issued a yellow card. It looks as though a yellow card has been issued to, well, Caroline Horn is leaving the field. That's Cyan Mercer.
Cyan Mercer, the big central defender Mercer. That's been so strong for them. This is interesting because this is really like a corner kick. This is a great opportunity for Chapel Hill, and one of the tallest defenders on the back line for Weddington had to go out via the yellow card.
They bring in 6'1 Remy Roberts. So back post now goes Alex Kimball, and she wastes it. She just wastes it, and Alex Kimball, she's kicking herself there. They gave her a free kick from the end line. It was half the distance between, you know, between the 18 mark of the penalty box and the corner, and she just tightened up a little bit there.
Well, she's got the green light to go ahead to bend the ball in if she feels like that's something she can do. I'd really like to see her look for Megan Dell in the back post. Again, we talked about her jumping ability and her athleticism. Just saw it there. I'd like to see them try a little bit more to the back post and see if that's an option. And then if it's not, then you can go yourself.
Well, here's Mia Spencer trying to return the favor to Alex Kimball. Gets the ball at about 22 and slides it right side. Tried to go for the right foot of Alex Kimball. Just a little too far for her. And Kimball, though, stays on defense. Ball ends up at Spencer in the middle of the field between the circles. She's marked and grabbed and pulled and tussled and then finally tripped. And now we have a whistle from the referee. And Mia Spencer looking at the official going, I was wondering what it was going to take.
When were you going to call that foul? So very aggressive play by Emily Hillard. A little bit undersized going against Mia Spencer, but, you know, she felt like she couldn't let her turn there. Mia's wonderful with the ball at her feet, makes great decisions, so she had to slow her down. Now the yellow cards are starting to mount a little bit here for Weddington, maybe losing a little bit of composure here.
Well, and that's those are tired plays. Frustration is usually the result of tired play. As we see, another yellow card is going to be issued to Emily Hillard. Now, this is significant because Emily Hillard is a midfielder who plays a lot of defense. And then, of course, you know, we don't need to tell you about Cyan Mercer, big, tall, rangy freshman defender who has been a stalwart defender this game, who's been replaced by Remy Roberts. Now, Remy Roberts is a freshman. She's about 6'1", 6'2", and has been charged now with taking the goal kicks, and she does not have the foot that Mercer does. Here's AK from about 30 yards out, slides it by the near post, and I'll tell you what, the keeper for the Warriors there was a little too relaxed about that one.
Well, you don't expect
reading the spin.
That's the beauty of Alex Kimball. She can do things that a lot of other players can't do. 99% of the girls out here would have crossed that ball to the back post. Alex Kimball goes herself and tries to get the goal. That's what makes her special.
So now we see Cyan Mercer come back into the game, and immediately she is able to bring the ball out to midfield, and it's stolen away. Stolen away. Nice play by Frances Rulin. Rulin looking for her friend Alex Kimball. Wanted her to streak down the right side. A little miscommunication there and split the two defenders, but nobody home. Takes it over the end line, and it'll be Cyan Mercer ready to kick this one away once again.
Well, I like the adjustments that Coach Benson has made here. I think he's finally settled into a lineup that he likes. He did a lot of changing up in the first half, and it was very unsettling to the players with playing Alex so deep and playing Mia up top. He's really found, I think, the formula here. So it'll be interesting these last 23 minutes to see what Chapel Hill can do here.
Backline defense all the way up at midfield. Chapel Hill leaving nothing on the table here. They've tied it up at one. Cyan Mercer boots it away. Headed back by Dell. Dell finds Alec Kimball. Double teamed on the defense. Little contact there.
And nope. That's the senior going against a freshman. So yep. Welcome to the game, freshman.
And she's telling her that as she gets up.
Yes, she is, amongst other things, I'm
sure. To the middle of the field now is Rulin. Rulin looking to create, looking for some space on the left side. Looks down into the alley left side and finds Laura Sullivan. Sullivan brings it all the way down the corner. Beautiful left foot cross that just catches a little bit of breeze there and goes behind the goal. But you love to see that from Sullivan, set up by Rulin, because it didn't involve Alex Kimball at all.
Yeah, and that's more what we talked about. Laura Sullivan, fantastic player coming out of the back, very composed, good with the ball at her feet. They need more of that. They need that width. They need to stretch the game a little bit. It also looks like Weddington's coach, Powell Williams, has made a tactical adjustment. Now that Kimball's back up top, it looks like he's gone with the freshman, Remy Roberts, to kind of follow and man mark her everywhere. So that's going to take a little bit away from the shape of Weddington. Let's see if their midfielders can get back to keeping the ball here a little bit. Let's see if Wadsworth can get the ball at her feet more and be creative like she was doing in the first half to kind of settle them back down.
Chapel Hill's offense is going to have to start on defense. When it starts on defense, typically it's Megan Dell. Dell hawking the ball. 22 minutes left to play here in the second half of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Presented by the Pig right here at chapelboro.com. at WCHL Championship Sports. Our coverage of Chapel Hill and Orange County Athletics continues as Chapel Hill trying to give their coach of three decades his first state title and his first shot of a dance. Shot, right foot, nicely done. Little test to the keeper there by Emily Hilliard.
Yeah, good job by Massaro. You just get her body behind it. You want that safe, steady, confident goalkeeping. That's exactly what she gave him there.
Yep, Massaro's move of the feet. Don't reach for it, goalkeeper, move of the feet. So here is Mia Spencer, and Spencer has just been mugged. She has literally been mugged this entire second half. And Spencer's a sturdy player. She's not a willowy finesse player. She's going to run over and run through you. They've been grabbing, tugging, playing on her, and then there's a call, and it goes against Spencer after she was the one who got her shirt grabbed.
So, I mean, it's great to see the referee letting him play a little bit, but when the shirt grabbing comes out, of course, he's got to do something there. He may have missed the first tug, but, you know, Mia's not going to back down from anybody, so credit to both players for going hard.
And we want to thank those for joining us that were listening to UNC Baseball. 2050 remaining to play here at North Carolina State University. It's the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Championship for women's soccer. Chapel Hill coming in under the tutelage of head coach Ron Benson. He's been at the helm for three decades. This is his first chance at the state title game. His players, 10 seniors on the field, would love to give him his first state title on his way out. On the other side, It's the Warriors of Weddington High School under the tutelage of Powell Williams. There, they come in with a four-pronged attack. It's a salad fork. They come at the goal at you. And Chapel Hill now coming in with one loss. That one loss suffered at the hands of Cardinal Gibbons High School. Sitting to my right, Michelle Miller of Cardinal Gibbons High School. They split with Chapel Hill during the regular season. They were knocked off by Chapel Hill in North Carolina High School Athletic Association tournament play after knocking the Tigers out the previous three seasons. Halfway through the first half, it was Weddington scoring first off the right foot of Chandler Arrowwood. She lofted a deceptive ball from about 40 yards out that tricked the goaltender, Ailey Whiteside. It went just under the bar, and Chapel Hill was down 1-0 early. Just moments ago, 6 minutes ago, as a matter of fact, at 26-27 remaining to play in the second half, it was Alex Kimball splitting three defenders, finding Mia Spencer, who slapped a grass cutter underneath the diving goalkeeper for the Weddington Warriors, Taylor Schuster, to knot this at one. We have 20 minutes remaining to play here in the second half to decide who is the 3A champion. Far side, great footwork. Ball played out, Weddington. That's Chandler Arrowwood. Arrowwood, dispossessed. Back comes Meg Teston for the Tigers. Tries to play the ball back. Claire Doyle can't handle it. She is played tight on defense by Olivia Odie, who has been all over the field. Odie has.
That's more of that pressure that we talked about by Weddington's front runners. I'm just willing to get after it. Odie put a lot of pressure. She forced the midfielder from Chapel Hill Teston to put a perfect ball to the outside back's foot. She was unable to deliver it due to the pressure. So credit to Weddington for continuing that pressure up top. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of mental toughness to have your front runners defend that way.
We've seen two yellow cards, both of them for the Warriors. They lost one of their defenders, Cyan Mercer, for a brief instance, and then they lost Emily Hilliard for a little bit.
And also Chandler Arrowwood in that 50-50 ball, she looked like she went straight up for the header. The referee didn't see it that way and gave her a yellow card, so as a result, she had to be subbed out.
Right, and so now, but all three of them now back into the action. But it has definitely been Weddington the aggressor, as we see their defense pressing up on the Chapel Hill defense. It will be Virginia Lingo looking to find space. Left side, goes to the middle, finds Arrowwood. She's collapsed upon by three defenders from Chapel Hill, and getting over there is Frances Ruland. Ruland able to clear out to midfield, finds Mia Spencer. Spencer hustles over and then does a split and stretches out her left leg, slow getting up. Alex Kimball goes through the legs of Remy Roberts. Coming up the left side, finds Mia Spencer. Spencer on the run now with AK. It's AK and Spencer playing 1-2. They have the numbers. Stepping over, AK looks for the left foot, taken down in the box for the second time by Remy Roberts. Referee says, play on, play up. This is a championship game. We'll have none of those free kicks unless you draw blood.
That was great double teaming by Weddington. Kimball did a great job to beat the defender Mercer by Weddington, but then Remy came over and made a great sliding tackle, so goal kick Weddington.
17:50 remaining to play here in the second half. In goal, Taylor Schuster for the Warriors, but taking the goal kick is Cyan Mercer. Mercer launches the ball toward midfield against the breeze. Chapel Hill in the black uniforms with gold trim, moving from left to right on your radio dial. In the home light, the Warriors of Weddington, moving from right to left, the green numbers, and about 25 yards out. That was a pay-attention shot from Alex Kimball. She was closely marked by Remy Roberts. Remy Roberts has come in. She's a freshman, about 6'1", and she is marking AK all over the field, just harassing her, staying in her grill so she cannot get a free shot. That time, Kimball saying, you know what, even though you're here, I'm still going to take this shot, launched it over the bar. It'll be another free kick for Weddington at the 17:05 mark. Played back to midfield, and there, of course, is Megan Dell. Chapel Hill, if it's going to end up in the back of the net for Weddington, it's going to start on the defense of Chapel Hill, and it will likely start off the right foot of Megan Dell. Dell playing defense all over the field. Back comes Weddington, and the counter. It's Virginia Lingo looking for space, looks to the middle of the field, trying to find Arrowwood, cannot. Ball taken away by Chapel Hill. They play from the back to the middle, and AK lets it go through her feet. Thought she had a friend behind her. She did not. And a little sloppy play here at the midfield as the adrenaline starting to wear off now from Chapel Hill scoring that goal. And they're going to have to realize they're going to have to get in there and play. Here's a long ball. AK, foot race, left side, Chapel Hill. Excellent defense there as it looked like Savannah Zook, or rather, excuse me, that was Gabby Cormier, who was able to hustle back and claim that ball, put it over the end line, and it will be, how did they call that one, Michelle? It looks like they're going to say it was off of the Chapel Hill offensive player's right foot. Closer view than we have, and Cyan Mercer gets another chance to knock this one out.
But that's the ball that Chapel Hill likes. They like to pick it up in the middle third of the field, and they like to immediately hit that big diagonal to the right side. Normally, that's Sophie Nielsen making that run, and she would attract that ball down with her pace. But as you mentioned, both teams are getting a little bit tired. There's 15 minutes left on the clock, so what you're looking for here is for your big players to play big, a mistake by the other team, or a special play by one of your seniors to find the winning goal.
Well, here's Weddington coming back on the counterattack. Right side, plenty of room, trying to find the spaces. Savannah Zook. Zook brings it down the right side of the field, and you know, she is absolutely unmarked there. And instead of closing that space, maybe taking it to the top of 18 and you know, finding a tricky shot where she wouldn't be contested, strive for the long pass, throws it over the, you know, knocks it over the far touchline. And with 15:10 remaining to play here in the second half, here come the Tigers.
It gets harder to make good decisions. The more tired you get, your body is, you know, is willing, but your mind is just, it's just too tired to think the right way. So you're right. There was an opening there. Weddington had great success playing the ball to feet, not into space, and that's, they need to get back to that.
Mia Spencer with a little strategy here. She had no numbers, but dumped the ball back into the Weddington end at 14:55. Had the defender back there. It was Cyan Mercer, and Mercer, instead of possessing it and trying to bring it up the field, just kicked it toward the sidelines, and it advanced the ball 30 yards for Chapel Hill. Now they have a deep throw in the Weddington end. It comes from Spencer to, looks like Megan Dell, and then it's knocked across the far touchline by Chapel Hill. But again, it will be a deep throw in here for Weddington, about 18 yards up from the corner. And what's amazing is we haven't seen either of these teams use a timeout, Coach.
No, and they haven't gone deep into their bench either. I think Chapel Hill's probably done a little bit more subbing. Weddington's had to do substitutions because of the yellow cards. So on a hot day like this, it makes a big difference.
Well, listen, we've been talking about it all day. Here's a critical substitution at the 14-minute mark as back into the game. Here comes long, rangy, and fast Sophie Nielsen. Sophie Nielsen, she'll take the near side. She will run it into the corner, and she will look for Alex Kimball. She will look for Mia Spencer. And she has been just an outstanding player in the minutes that she has been on the field today. In fact, now we see that when she even runs for the ball, she creates fear in that defensive back line as we see Gabby Cormier have Nielsen run at her and kick it across the near touchline. Here's a throw-in. It comes to Nielsen. She lets it roll by. You're going to chase it down into the alley, and Cormier is going to get rid of it again. And in essence, that throw-in just advanced the ball about 20 yards for the Tigers. They're getting closer and closer to that corner. They'd like to get that corner. Ball thrown out into Mia Spencer. She has a little miscommunication at top of the box, and now she gathers it up. About 25 yards away to AK. 1v1. She's dispossessed by Remy Roberts. Nice little toe touch there.
Absolutely. Had to get that touch in.
And you know, and it was a chance for a challenge there as the freshman poked that one away, because if she missed it, you know, Alex Kimball was turning and was shooting.
Yeah, it's a gutsy call putting a freshman on a senior. Seniors just have so much more experience, but credit to Remy Roberts. She's doing a wonderful job just slowing Alex Kimball down and making her take the extra touch, which then allows another Weddington defender to come over.
Wow. And a great job there by Maggie Wadsworth, who has been all over the field for Weddington. Gets the benefit of another call there. It was some sloppy play, and she went to the ground, and they called a push, and they'll get a free kick here for Weddington at the 12:35 mark. It is 1-1. In case you just joined us, you're listening to WCHL Championship Sports coverage of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Women's 3A Soccer Championship presented by the Pig Restaurant on Weaver Dairy. Go see Sam. Let him fire you up some barbecue and sate that appetite. 12:19 remaining to play here in the second half, and it has been a dandy of a second half. First half, nothing to write home about. It was really all Weddington. Chapel Hill has come back and come back in a furious rally here in the second half as we see Weddington counter. Arrowwood with a right foot shot from about 35 yards out. That had some pace and very little spin. Did a little dip and do, and it really did not test the goaltender, Madeline Maceros, but she certainly had to honor it by coming to the near post.
Yeah, but I like the idea by Arrowood to go ahead and take the shot from distance. It's a smart decision that she made. That's a senior stepping up, recognizing what the back line has given her and taking advantage of it. She just needs to get it on the frame.
So Maceros now, who has been kind of weak in her goal kicks, brings this one out to the near sideline with a little pace on it and finds Nielsen. Nielsen, unable to control, played back into the Chapel Hill end as Weddington now looking to find some footing. Ball goes to the middle of the field. Here's Meg Teston. She's free, looks and finds Dell. Dell tried a little heel touch, but really didn't have a friend there on the far sideline. Played back into the Chapel Hill end, and now a whistle and a little rough play. Some elbows up high. They'll call this one on Olivia Odie. And AK, Alex Kimball, will put this one in play right away. Tries to find Dell. Dell wrapped up in the Warriors end. And the ball will be claimed by Laura Sullivan. Sullivan chasing it down to the alley. She's about 25 yards out on the far side. Gets down the far sideline. Heel touch, turn around, and guarded by Grace Lingo. Lingo trying to corral her as she serves it up into the middle. Ball played to Frances Rulin. Rulin looking for a little space. Pitches it back. Left foot shot. Tests the goaltender. Hey, great job of patience there as Megan Dell launches the left footer to the near post. Taylor Schuster able to claim that one, but the patience and the calm, that's senior leadership.
That's what Chapel Hill we've been talking about all game. That's the way they've played all season. Great job by Laura Sullivan. She's picked up on the flank. She just kept it, was waiting for her teammates to come in, patient, and they connected a couple of passes and got a really good opportunity. If the goalkeeper spills that one, Nielsen was right there ready to pounce on it.
Well, now, Coach Ron Benson has brought Megan Dell up into the offensive third. He's saying that the midfield is going to be controlled by Meg Teston and Laura Sullivan. They're doing a great job as we set one up here in the middle. Frances Rulin with a right foot. This one from about 12 yards out. It's deflected. Doesn't get to the goal. And what an awesome opportunity for Chapel Hill. It goes by the wayside with 10:02 remaining to play here in the second half. Here comes the counter. The Warriors on the run. Who else is there? Maggie Wadsworth. Wadsworth, the sophomore. She has 86 points this season. 31 goals. Ball taken away by Remy Roberts. It's the 6'2 freshman. Plays it back to midfield. Chapel Hill trying to regain the ball. They do. They have some numbers. 3-on-3. There goes Nielsen. She's threatening to go offside, trying to stay onside on the right-hand side. Here's Sullivan. Sullivan finds Dell right in the middle of the field, split the two defenders. She's just simply exhausted, Michelle.
She's looking a little bit winded. I do like the change, though. They've dropped Alex Kimball deeper. She can be a playmaker. She can look to spring those long balls forward. And if Dell can just get her breath for 2 seconds to make that one run, you know, she can find the game winner.
No need to buy a seat here. You're only going to need the edge. Weddington on the run. It's Olivia Odell. Odie into the penalty box. Launches a right foot. It's claimed by, looked like Megan Dell. And then Dell knocked this one across the end line. And it will be... It's going to be off Odie, and it'll be a goal kick for Chapel Hill. And again, here's where everybody holds their breath here, these goal kicks for Chapel Hill. Maceros did a great job on the last one, playing it to the sideline, nice line drive. And when she goes to the middle of the field, the height and athleticism of this Weddington team, they've been able to claim that ball and bring it back into the Chapel Hill third. Here's a line drive. They go to the side. Nice job, and Chapel Hill should be able to claim this one as Laura Sullivan over there aggressively pops the ball up. Chapel Hill now. Goes 3-on-3. Dell chasing the ball down the far sideline. That one got out a little bit too far from her. It's defended nicely once again by Caroline Horn. And, you know, we have seen some exceptional soccer here today. You know, sometimes in high school soccer, you wonder how many are soccer players and how many athletes, and see a little gym class ball. We haven't seen that today. We have seen 11 soccer players on the field, at all times, for both teams. It's been terrific.
It really has been. You can just see the skill, and this is why people should come out and watch high school girls soccer.
Well, now here is Sullivan. Plays the ball back to AK. Alex Kimball takes two touches, and then she was lining up the right foot, and she was simply taken out on the play by Remy Roberts. At 6'2", she launched all those legs and arms at her, did not play the ball. Alex Kimball goes down in a heap, and at 7:58 remaining to play in the game, Alex Kimball takes four big steps back on the far side, just inside the corner of the penalty box, about 35 yards out, and it's going to be interesting to see what she tries to do here as we see Morgan Brandwee coming over here. We might be looking at a little step-over touch if they want to try a set piece and maybe look for Dell and Sullivan inside. There's the touch, the step-over, left foot, drive inside. They're looking for Dell, can't find her. Sullivan's there. They gives to Nielsen on the near end line, plays it back to Meg Teston. Teston plays just the top of the box to Claire Doyle. Doyle launches one and just got underneath that one from about 30 yards. And, Doyle That's a sophomore who's a little nervous with stars in her eyes there.
Yeah, I think she just got a little over-anxious. She knew what she wanted to do, which was just, you know, serve a ball to the back post. She just got underneath it a little bit because Megan Dell was on the back post waiting for that one.
She really was. And 7:50 remaining to play here in the second half. You're listening to WCHL Championship Sports coverage of Chapel Hill High School Soccer. It is the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Championship. Head coach Ron Benson, he's been here 3 decades. He has never been to the biggest of dances. The last 3 years, Michelle Miller and the Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders team put on the black hat and knocked Benson out of the tournament. Vicious is Coach Miller and her players. And now she sits to my right, and we have been enjoying her analysis all afternoon. 7:15 as Weddington now, trying to give their players a little bit of a breather, trying to find the set. But you have to think that a set offensive team like Chapel Hill, this gives them the advantage because they have 10 seniors and they play with their heads up.
Yeah, I would think that the seniors, you know, this is their time. This is, we talked about it earlier, this is where you need a special play. You need an Alex Kimball to step up, a Sophie Nielsen, somebody to do something a little bit extra, a little bit special to win the game. If I'm Coach Benson, I'm trying to win it right here. I don't want this game to go into overtime where fitness becomes a factor, tired legs become a factor, fatigued minds become a factor. Let's get it done right here and right now. So I like what Chapel Hill's doing. They're applying a lot of pressure. Now it's up to Weddington to get back to that playmaking and getting balls to feet and getting, you know, Wadsworth back involved and getting Arrowwood back involved and seeing if they could play make with their technical ability.
Cyan Mercer launches one toward midfield. There to get it, A.K. Alex Kimball finds Dell. Header. Here's Nielsen. She's free in the box. One-on-one with Mercer. It's a foot race. A lot of pushing and shoving. Pops it up top. There's Sullivan. She tries to gather. Wadsworth in there as well. Defending. Emily Hilliard. Ball pops out. Still loose. In between the circles in the Weddington end. Coming out with it clean. Great job by Emily Hilliard. She'll cut to the midfield. 4-on-4. Hilliard still with the ball. Plays the ball. Slides it through to Wadsworth on the left-hand side. Excellent defense by Claire Doyle as she hustles back to get that one. And the referee puts the hand up. And we're going to see an opportunity here for Weddington. Deep in the Chapel Hill end, 6:30 remaining to play. Again, 1-1.
So things have really changed here from a tactical perspective. Weddington is now the counterattacking team, whereas in the first half, they were really the possession-oriented team, locking Chapel Hill in, making Chapel Hill change the way they play. Now Chapel Hill's kind of put the pressure on Weddington, and Weddington's really just trying to counterattack to try to find that goal with a couple of their front runners, whereas before they were throwing numbers in the box.
Throw in near sideline, loose in the box, and whoa, that was dangerous. Went over the head of Alex Kimball. Chapel Hill able to clear it out to the midfield and now into Remy Roberts. She uses all 6 foot two, now loose in the box. Here's Olivia Odie. Odie falls down, plays the ball from her rear end. Odie still with the ball. Remy Roberts keeps it in. Here's Wadsworth with a shot with the right foot.
Yeah, you have to hold your breath there. Anytime you see a player go down in the box, you never know what's going to happen. So
especially today.
Credit to the referee for getting that one right. It looks like she just lost her footing. And again, that's tired legs, tired mind. It's easy to have that happen at this point in the game.
Three opportunities for the referees to call takedowns in the box, and they swallow the whistle on each time, and I think rightly so.
Yeah,
I really do.
Look, if you're going to give a penalty at this point in the game,
you should draw blood.
It's got to be all of it. It can't be a question in your mind whatsoever.
Well, Alex Kimball, she can play offense, of course, but she can play a little defense, too. Takes it out in her end, and then a little bad pass there, and it's taken back away by Virginia Lingo. Lingo still on her feet, goes 1v2, tries for the cross, and it's going to sneak across the end line, and we're going to have a corner here for the Warriors of Weddington. 5 minutes remaining to play. Clock continues to run. We're in the second half of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Chapel Hill comes in. Singular defeat against 22 wins. Weddington comes into this game 22-1 from state rank number 4, Chapel Hill, state rank number 15. Here's Odie, unmarked, comes into the penalty area, scoots one across the end line, and we're going to have another corner here for Weddington, and it really didn't look like Chapel Hill was prepared to defend that at all.
No, it looked like they weren't ready. It looked like they were a little bit tired, just mentally fatigued. But I'll tell you what, Virginia Lingo has really stepped up. To me, she's been the player in the second half for Weddington that's really tried to make the difference, and she's trying to put this team on her back and get the winning goal.
Done all the utility things. Here's Olivia Odie, left foot, near post. There's Nielsen. Low she goes. Bends herself in half and heads that one out.
That was better defended. Just needed to beat the near post player with that corner kick and unable to do it.
We're at 4 minutes. If you are listening to University of North Carolina baseball, they are in a rain delay down in Gainesville, Florida. Happy to have you with us. Alongside Michelle Miller from Cardinal Gibbons High School, this is Paul Connell bringing the play-by-play action for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Urging him on to the middle of the field. Here comes Sullivan. Sullivan plays the ball to Nielsen. Nielsen, exhausted, falls down, has it defended, taken away by Gabby Cormier. Now the ball loose in the Chapel Hill end. Excellent defensive play by Lily Shaw, who comes up. This is going to be a battle of attrition, Coach. We have some tired players here at the 3:30 mark. Defense comes up. It's Gabby Cormier marking Nielsen. Nielsen puts it off Cormier. Throw in, deep. Here's Sullivan. One touch, into the box. Skips back out to Nielsen. Looks to play. Far post. She has AK. Also has Dell over. Now a bicycle kick attempted by Dell. She just can't get the leg on it. Attempt to clear by Schuster. Schuster can't get it past the defense of Chapel Hill. We're at midfield. Coming out clean. Here's Wadsworth. Wadsworth brings it to Virginia Lingo. Lingo on a run. Boy, she never gets tired.
She has really come alive in the second half. She is their engine at this point. A lot of tired legs in the middle for Weddington, but not Lingo. She's still going strong.
Chapel Hill plays out of their own third. They get it to midfield. Another person who hasn't gotten tired tonight, Laura Sullivan. Sullivan finds AK. Here's Sullivan, middle of the field. Settles, looking for help. Plays the ball to the left side of 18. Through ball, looking for Dell. Chase to the goaltender, and Dell just can't get there before Schuster, 15 yards out. Schuster will play it out. 2:25 remaining to play. Here come the Warriors. 2:20. Excellent play out on the near sideline. As Chandler Arrowwood stopped dead by Meg Teston. Teston knocks the ball across the near touchline. It'll be a throw-in for Weddington. 2:10 remaining to play. 1-1 your score here in the 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Weddington going to take their time. Down to 2 minutes here for Chapel Hill. Four shots. They've been able to punch it past once. They had three others that slid past the post. For Weddington, seven shots. One has found the back of the net. Middle of the field. There's Remy Roberts. Roberts misplays that one, does the freshman. And Chapel Hill with the turnover. They have numbers. Three on three. Here's Nielsen. Sophie Nielsen. Foot race down the right side. She wants to get to the alley. Chase to the end line. She has a foot. Great cross. Goes to Dell. Goal! Tigers! We thought Sophie Nielsen would eventually come into play. Those long legs. She got one half a step on the defender from about 25 yards out in the alley and launched a laser to Dell from about 17 yards out. One touch, got all the laces at that one, on that one, and slides it underneath a diving Taylor Schuster. The Tigers are up 2-1. We are 93 seconds from Ron Benson's first state championship.
We talked about Sophie Nielsen in the beginning. I mean, that's her trademark move, is that stop and go. She froze the defender, a tired defender, and what she did that was so good on that one is she served it early.
Arrowwood caught
the defenders a little bit off guard.
Arrowwood from Lincoln says, well, hold on a second here. I'm not done yet. 1:20 remaining to play. They put five attackmen up in the field, and Arrowwood takes it herself through three celebrating Tigers defenders and almost puts it on frame. Kick comes out from Maceros. Now we're going to play some dump and chase here and waste a little clock as we hit 1:05 remaining to play. Meg Teston gets the ball to AK. Alex Kimball clears it out. 57 seconds. We're under a minute. Chapel Hill once again coming in at 22-1, 13-1 in conference, 15th ranked team in the state. They drew the 9 seed by virtue of loss of a coin flip. They have made the most of it.
Weddington really got to get numbers forward here. They're sitting too far back. They only have 30 seconds. They should have all the white shirts on the other half of midfield.
Michelle, they are just flat out tired. This team is exhausted, and quite frankly, they are stunned. Under 30 seconds. We're at 26. Here's the long throw-in. Comes from Claire Doyle to the hero, Sophie Nielsen. Nielsen can't claim this one. Weddington not done just yet. Here comes Emily Hilliard. 14 seconds left to make it happen. Remy Roberts, the freshman, middle of the field. The ball is loose. It's going to go over the far sideline. 8, 7, 6, 5. Ron Benson, 30 years. Congratulations, my friend, on your first trip to the big dance. Your Tigers have given you a North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Listen to this crowd.
Thank you.
Michelle Miller, the clock has struck zero, and when the second half started, if you would have told me that Chapel Hill would come alive and play with the kind of grit and determination and creativity that they have played with in this second half, I would have been amazed, because we didn't see it in the first half. This was a team that did not look fluid in any sense of the word, and yet they have come out and played a second half for the ages, ending with Sophie Nielsen chasing one down in here into the alley, getting a half a step on the defender, and against punching a laser with the right foot to the, you know, running Dell in the middle of the penalty box. And from 17 yards rather, she did not even look up. Just kept her eye on the ball, kept her head down. Nice one touch past the goaltender. 2-1, the Tigers are the state champs.
Yeah, I think you saw in the second half, the Chapel Hill that I've seen all season, that's what they're capable of. They started really playing to feet. They played through Spencer, who did a great job setting up the attack, bringing Kimball forward. But I really like the adjustments that Ron Benson made. You could see he switched around a lot of players. He was looking for specific combinations. And once they were able to establish possession, they were really able to tire out the Weddington side, who had been the better possession team in the first half.
2-1 your score. The Chapel Hill Tigers are the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championships champions. We are going to take a 60-second break, throw it back to the studio. This is Championship Sports on WCHL, presented by the Pig Restaurant on Weaver Dairy. Come on back and join us.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging, such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher, with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Credit where credit's due. This is an exemplary display of sportsmanship. Both sets of fans on their feet here at Dale Stadium at North Carolina State University. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Women's Soccer Championship. Hey, it goes to the Chapel Hill Tigers. They came in 22-1. They leave 23-1. Three decades. Ron Benson has been the head coach of the Chapel Hill Tigers. This is his first time in the state championship game, and he comes home with the crown. And, you have such tremendous respect for Coach Benson, and it has to do your heart good to see him get this title.
Yeah, as hard as it is to sit and watch, you know, your arch rival in the finals, I couldn't be happier for a true gentleman of the sport, somebody that sets the right example. His kids play the right way, so I couldn't be more happy for Coach Benson. It's a wonderful thing to see him get his title.
So the awards presentation going on. We'll let you listen in real quick. Actually, I don't know if our audio will allow that to do us, but they are about to announce the MVPs and honored players. And, boy, I don't think they could throw us anything that we would not believe, Michelle. We have seen outstanding play on both sides of the ball here.
Yeah, it's tough for Weddington. I mean, we've been in their position before. You don't want to get to the final and lose that last game, but they'll be able to look back on this and realize, you know, what a great experience it was for them to get here, and they did themselves proud. They played a great game.
So once again, if you just joined us, the Chapel Hill Tigers are the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A women's soccer champions. It did not start out well. It absolutely did not start out well for Chapel Hill. They fell down early. About 23 minutes left to play in the first half. Michelle, we were stunned here when sloppy play led to a poor clear out. And from about 40 yards away, it was Chandler Arrowwood, who's headed to Western Carolina. You know, she just takes the right foot, and one of those balls where you say, well, I'll just loft it into the goalkeeper and see if she's sleeping. And, you know, the keeper, Alyssa Whiteside, for the Tigers was not sleeping, but she put it up in the sun. It was tough to judge, and, you know, 1 inch either way, it either goes off the bar or she's able to save it, and it just slid under the bar, and it was 1-0, and that held up for the next 50, 60 minutes.
Yeah, Weddington really had the better run of play in the first half. Their possession-style play really dictated things and absolutely took Chapel Hill out of everything that they liked to do. They really forced Chapel Hill to change their lineup, to change their shape, to change everything. They were bringing Kimball back into the midfield, so a lot of credit goes to Weddington. The downside when you play that possession style, sometimes, you know, it can turn on you. When you give up a goal, it's very difficult to come back very quickly and get another one. Chapel Hill flipped the tables in the second half, used their possession. Again, they're a big, strong – Chapel Hill's a big, strong team, and I feel like Weddington, a little bit of that athleticism and the strength kind of wore down Weddington a little bit in the second half.
So the second half was a whole nother story. And I think the great thing about it, and you saw the fact that Chapel Hill has these 10 seniors, the great thing was that they really didn't change their style of play. They realized that we have the athletes, we have the talent, we have the ability to do this. We had a poor first half of play. Let's not get too drastic and panic. And, you know, they were finally able to find the right combinations and settle down. And their players played with a little more confidence in the second half. And it started on the back line with defense. And, you know, finally at the 26-27 mark, we saw Alex Kimball finally, her conditioning really, it wore down that back line of Weddington. She was able to split three defenders. She found her good friend and buddy Mia Spencer, who was right on the just left of center on 18. She gathered it up, turned around, and fired a low grass cutter from 18 yards under a diving Taylor Schuster to knot this thing at one. And then from that point, Chapel Hill was playing downhill the entire way.
Yeah, you can really see how momentum plays a huge part in this game. But I think at halftime, Coach Benson and his staff were able to settle down the Chapel Hill players to remind them of what they do well. What they do well is they connect balls into Alex Kimball's feet. Mia Spencer was outstanding today. I think they really did a great job utilizing Sophie Nielsen. Even though she didn't play a ton of minutes, they put her in key moments. And we talked about how to win a title, you have to have your special players step up, and that's what they did today. So now Chapel Hill is receiving the title that they've coveted for this entire season. They were really on a mission. They told me from the very beginning when I talked to Coach Benson that they really felt like this was their year because they have so many seniors, that it was now or never for them. And this being Coach Benson's last year, they felt like, you know, nothing was going to stand in their way. We gave them a little bit of a challenge, but they were able to come back and get us in that playoff game. So I'm happy to see them here. I'm happy to see that they played their game in the second half, and how exciting for these players to get their title.
Well, let's give credit to this senior-laden lineup for the Tigers. Meg Teston, Francis Ruland, Laura Sullivan, Haley Whiteside, Megan Dell, Madeline Massaro, Sophie Nelson, Carly Narotsky, Melissa Bard, Morgan Bandwee, Emily Ball, Claire Doyle, Blair Sibilevsky, Grace Porter, Lillian Malowski, Morgan Paul, Alex Kimball, Hallie Eastham, Caitlin Endershot, Leah Sharples, Lily Shaw, Mia Spencer, and Shay Golden. Ron Benson and his staff, just a remarkable job. And you know, 22-1, look, I don't care how much talent you have, it takes a lot of lucky rolls and good fortune and just flat-out athleticism and good strategy to string together, you know, 22 wins in a season, now 23, and end in a state championship. But this is certainly how you wanted to see it end.
Yeah, you do have to have a little bit of luck along the way, but we always say hard work and preparation, you know, make that luck. And Chapel Hill has done that all season long. You can tell by their record. They played a lot of tough opponents. And, you know, they got to the finals. And, yeah, they were rattled in the first half. Credit to Weddington for coming out and really putting their stamp on the game. I was very impressed with the style that they played. And they'll give most teams fits. And that's how they got here. They've got a lot of outstanding individuals. But they did a nice job playing as a team, playing as a unit. And they really showed Chapel Hill, hey, you know, we're here to win this thing in the first half. Credit to Chapel Hill, though, for settling down and just relaxing a little bit and getting balls to feet. You spoke many times in the first half how balls were going out of bounds. They were bouncing off shins. They just never really settled in. And I think they were thrown by the style that Weddington plays. You don't see many high school teams keep the ball as well as Weddington was able to do today against a quality team like Chapel Hill, who's used to putting pressure and winning balls and coming at you. And they had to sit back for a lot of that first half and absorb pressure. And Weddington found that goal, albeit, you know, a little unorthodox from where it came from. But you know what? The bottom line is it goes in the net. You're up 1-0. You're feeling good. Chapel Hill got rattled, and they played that way the rest of the first half. But then you get that halftime break. Could take a big deep breath. Like you said, we didn't play well, but we're only down 1-0. It's not the end of the world. We can come back. If you look at the games they've played, they have, you know, they score more than one goal in almost every game they play. So it was time for their bigger players to step up and to create opportunities and put pressure on the goalkeeper from Weddington, on that back line from Weddington, who had played so strong. But they're young. You know, Weddington has a lot of young players back there and probably haven't seen this before.
And you talk about putting pressure on the back line, putting pressure on the goalkeeper. I think conditioning came into play here in the last probably 25, 30 minutes of this game, because you saw three yellow cards on Weddington in the second half on key players back in their defensive third, four players actually, and, you know, that was tired players that are frustrated by the fact that the attack is continually coming at them and not knowing how to defend it, and seeing possibly a state championship that they had owned for the whole first half, disappear on them as they celebrate. The entire crowd now celebrating head coach Ron Benson's championship as he holds aloft his plaque, and congratulations to him. We are going to get Coach Benson up here just as quickly as we can to have comments from him. We will get out of our broadcast shortly after 4. You're listening to WCHL Championship Sports coverage of Chapel Hill High School's run to the title. The Chapel Hill High School women's soccer team winning the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A championship. This broadcast and webcast sponsored by The Pig Restaurant on Weaver Dairy. Thanks to Sam for stepping up and supporting Chapel Hill soccer. And again, 2-1, Chapel Hill comes out on top. We're going to take a 60-second break for commercial and station identification. We will be right back with some post-game thoughts and head coach Ron Miller, as Chapel Hill wins the 3A Women's Soccer Championship for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association here in 2014. Come on back.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY.
You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point. Civic is the first car in its class to earn IIHS's Top Safety Pick Plus Award. And right now, you can drive one for just $159 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Civic Sedan LX Automatic, $159 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Welcome back. WCHL Championship Sports coverage of Chapel Hill High School Soccer. And we have been treated to a dandy. Alongside Cardinal Gibbons head coach Michelle Miller, Paul Connell have been brought you the play-by-play action today, and it has just been outstanding, Michelle. Chapel Hill falling down in the first half on a 40-yard shocker by Arrowood. Chandler Arrowood headed to Western Carolina from Weddington. That senior thought she may have gotten the clincher there, fooling the goaltender, Ellie Whiteside. Put it up into the sun, snuck it up under the bar, 1-0, and that goal held up until 26-27 left in the second half. Chapel Hill was gathering momentum, and finally, you knew it would happen eventually. AK, Kimball.
Found Mia Spencer at the top of the box, and Mia hit that low driven. Perfectly placed. You know, just the things that Alex does. That's how Alex and Mia play together. They just are in sync with each other. That's the first time, really, that they had connected all game in that area of the pitch, and it resulted in the tying goal. And that seemed to really throw Weddington off a little bit, and then we saw those series of yellow cards and a little bit of physical play and tired teams. You know, when you have that 1-0 lead, all things are good. You know, you're mentally, you're in it, but then you get that tying goal, it kind of changes things for you. And you can certainly see how Chapel Hill grabbed the momentum, and Weddington kind of sunk back a little bit. And it really took, you know, some good effort from a couple of the midfielders, and Virginia Lingo, number 13, really came alive. And Arrowood, of course, was a player all game. But the player I was most impressed with was Maggie Wadsworth, a young sophomore wing player with just wonderful technical ability, great understanding of the game. She gave Chapel Hill fits all game long. I think when she's a junior or a senior, she's really going to be a handful.
And, you know, we had two players that played from the back line and played so effectively today. One for the Warriors, of course, Maggie Wadsworth, who was, you know, she played from the back to the front. She played midfield. She brought the ball all the way up, and she was all over the field. And the other player that we really have to tip our hat to on Chapel Hill side, and we said it from the pregame on, was Megan Dell. Megan Dell played from the back, and then they brought her to the midfield, and then they were able to bring her to the front in the last 10 minutes of each half. She wasn't able to break through in the last 10 minutes of the first half, but in the second half, she made all the difference. She was a ball hawk. She, you know, brought the ball up. She played so strong at the midfield, even against the tough defense, the double-teaming defense of the Warriors. She was not able to be dispossessed. She made nice passes, smart passes, great leadership. And then, of course, she's rewarded. After Chapel was finally able to break through at 26-27 on the nice pass from Kimball to Sullivan, who launched that grass cutter underneath the goal cutter Taylor Schuster to tie this up, you really felt as though Chapel Hill had the momentum, and then it ended up when our unsung hero Sophie Nielsen finally entered the game with about 13 minutes left, and then with the clock ticking down, she was able to get a ball on the right side. She was able to use those long legs, get past the defender, and roll toward the end line, get a half a step on her defender, and then, of course, who was there in the middle of the box, 17 yards out, but Megan Dell, who had hustled all the way down the field from defense to midfield, and she gives her that laser pass, one touch, right foot, center of the net. Benson gets his championship.
Yeah, so you called it. Megan Dell is really an X factor for them. Whatever this team needs, she has been able to deliver. I've been watching her for 4 years. You know, no offense to Megan, but I'm kind of glad to see her go. She's a tough competitor. She plays on the back line, keeps them together. But as you saw, when Chapel Hill was struggling up top and they were really taking Alex out of the game, he went to Megan Dell up top, and she's a threat with her pace, her work rate. She's smart. She's crafty. But all credit to Ron Benson for finding the right time to put Nielsen back in the game on the right flank. You got a taste of her 1v1 ability there with a ball to her feet. She just hesitated, got the defender flat-footed, and then just pushed it past her with that pace. But what I liked about what Nielsen did for the winning goal is she served the ball early. She didn't wait. She didn't take the extra touches and allow the Weddington defenders to get settled. She served it early to Dell, who was at the top of the box, and just one-touched it. And, you know, you get it on the frame, anything can happen, and that's what she was able to do. So great job by Sophie out wide. We felt like goals were going to come from width. And that's where the eventual goals came from Chapel Hill. The first goal, that was Alex Kimball getting wide and playing that ball back to Spencer at the top of the box. This was finding Sophie Nielsen wide, stretching the back line out, playing it back across the face of the goal, and you find the second goal.
And it's a wait, but it has been a wait worth it. Ron Benson has been down on the field. Every single player on this field congratulated him. Every single official, every single member of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. I think people that had played for him 10 years ago were here. Everybody wanted to give him a hug, and he didn't want to deny anybody
Absolutely.
A hug.
Absolutely. That's the kind of guy Ron Benson is. He's so well-respected. He's been here for so long. He's an institution, and he's a gentleman of the sport, as I said earlier, and you can see the love that his kids have for him and that former players have for him and just the soccer community in general has for him. So
Ron Benson will be joining us. We are going to take a 30-second break, just a quick 30-second break, and then we will be back with head coach Ron Benson of the 3A North Carolina High School Athletic Association women's soccer champion, Chapel Hill Tigers. Come back in 30 seconds.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Welcome back to the Dale Soccer Complex at North Carolina State University, and we are with a gentleman who is more deserving, according to everyone else here, of his first state championship for soccer. Ron Benson, your kids have talked all season, and especially in the past week, about how they would not allow you to be denied this championship. After 3 decades, young man, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I caught wind of that about midway through the season. And then everybody was saying, oh, how do you feel if you're not going to win something? My big concern was not waiting because they really wanted me to win so bad. So I didn't, you know, want to let them down, that sort of thing. Of course, they didn't let themselves down.
10 seniors on this team. They, as much as they wanted to give it to you, how much did it mean to you to give it to them?
I think that was it's better to give and receive sort of thing. But I was just so happy for them. Been through most of these seniors. We're on the varsity as freshmen, and so we've been with them about 4 years.
Well, now, coming into this game, Coach Miller and I talked about it. It's very difficult to kind of track and scout and predict what kind of an offensive assault is going to come at you with a team like Weddington that comes up from Charlotte. They have impressive statistics and impressive players, 4 players over 15 goals, and you know it's an impressive attack. How did you prepare for them, and then, more importantly, what adjustments did you have to make at halftime after you were down 1-0?
Well, we always tell them to go back to playing our game, which is knock the ball around, create some space, and then use that space. And that last goal, I guess we did a little bit of that. But, you know, soccer is a tough game, and things happen and don't happen when you plan them. We just knew that we were a good team, and that first half was not as good as we could play. We got a little tired, and I think we kind of got refreshed at halftime and came out and played better.
Well, we had talked in the pregame, and we talked through the first half about, you know, with your possession style game, and it's fairly methodical, you know, that certainly all the attention, you know, would be on AK, and it would be on Sullivan, and it would be, you know, on those players that had the large goal totals for you. But, you know, with your style of play, that scores would have to happen from back to front. And just talk a little bit about the play of Megan Dell today all over the field.
Megan Dell has been big all year. She could really play up front or anywhere, actually, but she decided she would play in the back for us this year, and we just needed her back there. But as the time got a little short, we decided, well, we better put Megan up front a little bit because she's very creative. Quite frankly, you don't ever know what she's going to do or when she's going to do it. And so, but she's great in the air, got great timing, and she just put a little special spin on that ball, and it went in the net.
And then that final goal, great usage today of Sophie Nielsen. She played early in the first half and then got a little winded. You brought her out and then brought her in for those last 16, 18 minutes in the second half, and she was able to run past everyone, controls the ball so well. She has such great presence. And then for her to get the half step on her defender in the alley and shoot that ball to the middle to the waiting Megan Dell for the one touch, what a beautiful way for you.
You can't draw it up better than that.
You didn't draw it up that way, Coach?
No.
That's where you take all the credit, Coach Benson. You say, yes, that's exactly what I told him to do.
She came with a lot of skill when she came to our team, but I think she's fit into our pattern very well.
Well, you know, your players, your administrators, the players that have played for you, and, you know, all the sycophants that surround a head coach, especially after three decades, they'll all say wonderful things about you because, you know, they want you to like them. But the greatest compliments and kind of tribute that has come to you has come from people at the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, members of the media, and most importantly, the coaches that you play against. And to have Michelle Miller here as our analyst today,
Thank you, Michelle. You
would love to hear the things that she had to say about you during the game. And I would just like, Michelle, take this for a second and talk to your buddy.
First, congratulations, Coach. It does my heart good to see a true gentleman of the sport, you know, have that dream season after putting in so much time and effort. It's clear how much your players love you and how you have the respect of everybody in the soccer community. So I'm just thrilled for you, and I'm so happy that you went out on such a high note. I'm sorry that the sport is losing you because you've just done tremendous work with so many players over the years, but congratulations on just a dream season. How does it feel?
Well, I'm happy to hear that. You know, I'm just kind of going along doing what I think is the right thing all the time. And if the right thing was the right thing, I'm happy to hear it.
Well, you can tell by the way your kids play. They never gave up. They were a little bit rattled in the first half. It didn't look like your team. And we were talking a lot about that up here. I'm interested to know how you dropped Alex Kimmel deep and played Mia Spencer up top, and how the usage of Sophie Nielsen came into play where you were substituting her in and out.
Well, there's a couple things going on there. Mia's a great player in her own right. She can play anywhere on the field. Alex sometimes needs to get a little space and not get three defenders marking her a little bit, and that helps a little bit. And then she can rest a little bit and then go forward. She can find the space. And so we do that in a lot of games, to tell you the truth.
And I'd love to know what you said to them at halftime, because clearly it was your coaching message at halftime that got your team to take a breath and just settle down and play your game, because in the first half we didn't see a lot of it. We kept saying, you know, the emphasis for Chapel Hill, they got to play defeat, they got to keep the ball. We didn't see it in the first half, but clearly the second half, that's the Chapel Hill I'm used to seeing.
Well, I just told them, you know, we're down one, and you got to start smiling. This is a great event, and we have to just show what we can do. And let's go out and see what happens.
It did seem like there was a moment in the second half where your kids clearly recognize it's now or never, and you could just see the switch was flipped, and it was all Chapel Hill from then on.
Yeah, yeah. I think 110% clicked in, and you know we only got X amount of minutes left, so we don't have a second half anymore because first half's over.
That's it.
So we got to get it done, and they did.
And how special
I just couldn't
for your
be happier
seniors.
With the girls.
How special for all of your seniors. Wonderful.
And we've saved the best for last because one of those 10 seniors is Alex Kimball. And you guys go out together, both get the state championship. What does it mean to play, or what does it mean to coach a player of her caliber who's now headed across town to play for your buddy Anson Dorrance, and to be able to see her for the next 4 years and know that you were a product of her development, and to end in this way?
Well, Alex has got a ton of raw talent, as you can see. She's kind of the Michael Jordan of high school soccer a little bit. How was it they put it? Dean Smith was the only one could hold Michael Jordan to under 20 points a game. Well, we tried to settle Alex down a little bit so that she would last all through the season, because otherwise she'd probably been whacked so many times. So we guided her a little bit, and I'm sure Anson and Bill Palladino will guide her as well.
Yeah, you do have to manage the special players a little bit differently than the rest of your team, and Alex is certainly one of those players.
She's at a different level, but she respects the other players, and they respect her.
Absolutely. That comes from leadership from the coach.
We're going to give head coach Ron Benson the final word, but let's wrap it up here real quick. North Carolina High School Athletic Association State Champs 3A Women's Soccer. It is the Chapel Hill Tigers. Chapel Hill falls down. No, Chapel Hill falls down. 1-0 in the first half, and kind of a freakish goal by Chandler Arrowwood. Plays it up into the sun and gets it up under the bar. Chapel Hill goes down 1-0. They come back a brand new team in the second half, playing downhill, couple of switches. Certainly better conditioning than their opponent. Made some great passes, played from the defense, and finally broke through at 26-27. It was, again, Alex Kimball. AK splits three defenders, find the seam, gets her buddy Sullivan at the top of 18, just to the left of the left post, and she slides it past the goaltender, Taylor Schuster, to make it 1-1. Chapel Hill has the momentum at that point. They really were playing on fire. It was, you just thought it was a matter of time. Sophie Nielsen comes back into the game. Meg Dell comes from the middle of the field and receives a beautiful ball, a beautiful cross from Sophie Nielsen. One times it into the back of the net. Final score, 2-1 in favor of the Chapel Hill Tigers. Ron Benson, 3 decades you've been doing this, and you know what you earn? You earn the last word. Tell your players, tell your parents, tell your alumni, tell your staff, whatever you want to tell them, and then we'll take it on out. Congratulations, Coach.
I will say this. I've gotten more out of it than I put in. I teach all day, and I'm a little tired. I go down the field, and I get refreshed. When I leave practice, I feel really good. So thank you, girls and guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the gentlemen of the sport. Ron Benson, you'll be truly missed by the sport. We look forward to seeing you around Chapel Hill. The final score from North Carolina State University. You've been listening to WCHL Championship Sports coverage of Chapel Hill Soccer. The Lady Tigers winning the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A championship. They go 23-1 and defeat Weddington 2-1 in the championship game. Thank you to Michelle Miller for joining us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And Ron Benson, he gets his title on his way out and treats 10 seniors to a state title. We thank you for joining us today. From North Carolina State University, once again, Chapel Hill Tigers win 2-1 and take the North Carolina High School Athletic Association championship. This has been WCHL Championship Sports, presented by the Pig Restaurant on Weaver Dairy. Thank you for joining us. Good afternoon, everybody.